This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
Tupac and I ran in the same circle.
Doogie.
Oh. Don't talk to me for a year.
Peter.
I didn't quit it.
Charlie.
Said I look like a wombat.
And Jeffrey.
He wanted me to take him to and get some green.
Oh my God.
Streaming on roverradio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
What's happening? It is Friday, April 27th, 2018. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yo! And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is the number. 866-967-6837. You can give us a call at that number. You can also text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That comes into the studio in real time. But the best way to get a hold of us is to give us a call. 866-YO-ROVER. I'll get to your email here in just a moment.
You have to...
Yes?
I wish you could get up and go look at what's sitting right in front of Nads at his computer. It's like a big booger.
Do you notice anything about my eyes right now?
You're closed.
One looks like the one, your left eye is all red.
Yes. So what happened is my contact dried out last night, and it got stuck in my eye. And it got stuck so far up there, I couldn't find it. And I'm like, what do I do? So I'm Googling how to get this contact out. I'm putting solution in my eye. I'm putting eye drops. I'm putting water, trying everything. Eventually, I'm like, it must have just come out. I mean, it still felt really irritated.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find it. I'm like, where the hell is this thing? So I just went, well, I went to sleep. And then this morning I even read that, I mean, put another contact in. They'll, like, bond together and it'll get it like a seeker contact almost. So I put a contact in. And then I just had a contact on my eye and then a rogue contact just
floating
going
around.
And so I'm just digging in my eye. I'm like, what the hell? And I, as I'm sitting here, it just falls out onto that piece of paper.
It was in there.
Yeah, it was in there the entire time, all night.
It's just sitting on
his... One time that happened to me, and I thought it was up in the top of my eye because I fell asleep, and I put my eye down, and my mom was just pulling on my eyeball. She's like, I see something shiny. She was just pulling on it, pulling on it. She goes, I see it. It was never in there. She was just actually pulling on my eyeball,
on your eyeball
with like a cloth, and she's like, man. "I need something that's gonna hold on to it."
Yeah.
And I remember her just doing this.
Ripped your eyeball
fingernails?
Off.
First fingernails. Then she's like, "I can't grasp it." So she had to use a napkin. It was never in there. So I'm surprised Nats actually had it in there.
Yes, Jeffrey.
I was wondering if Nats might consider getting LASIK. Then he wouldn't have the he wouldn't have the issue of having to worry about a contact drying out and crawling up his eyelid.
Well, that's a good question.
You wear glasses, Jeffrey.
I would love to. Absolutely love to.
Yeah, I know, Dieter. I wear glasses. I'm seriously considering LASIK myself. But then the thing of it is that there might be... well, Doogie had LASIK. She would know what to expect.
Jeffrey, you kind of... glasses kind of fit you. Let me see you without your glasses. Take your glasses off. Let's look at this.
Yeah, they kind of frame his face.
I kind of like you with the glasses on,
me
Jeffrey,
too.
Personally, but...
Gives you personality.
Do whatever you want.
So, well, these glasses, I guess it's okay because these are transition lenses, so they turn dark in sunlight. So it makes me, gives the appearance I'm wearing prescription sunglasses when I'm out in daylight, so it's not a big deal.
Right. Gotcha.
Plus, I'm due for an eye exam pretty soon, so hopefully I'm going to get a different style of glasses.
Okay.
The John Lennon glasses.
I thought about actually getting a pair, getting those. If the eyeglass, if the optician has that particular style.
Isn't that the Harry Potter glasses?
Well, they were first made popular by John Lennon, Doogie.
Jessica, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi, what's happening?
So,
I was listening about what you guys were saying, you know, with people that were getting, like, married young and, like, your daughter, you know, dating 16 to 25.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to tell you, you know, when I was 16, my now husband, he was, you know, 2 years older, so he was 18. He didn't know who I was. I didn't know who he was. But I saw him one day, and I told all my friends I was going to marry him. Like, I became infatuated with him. Like, I was the band geek. He was the football player. I was obsessed. Told my mom I was going to marry him. She knew who his dad was and told his dad that at one point. Well, fast forward 2 years later when I was a senior in high school, you know, he got out of a relationship. I was out of a relationship, and we had became friends. You know, we had a couple classes together. Well, we ended up dating. He took me to my senior prom, and then we got married 2 years later, and we're still together, no kids. And we actually leave tomorrow for the Dominican Republic to celebrate our anniversary. That's next week.
Aww. Well, happy anniversary. Although I don't know if I would say that it's a success after just 4 years. Most marriages last four years. I think if call me when you're calling back on your 15th anniversary, then I'll say, okay, I was wrong. Lesson learned, Rover. It does work out sometimes.
Well, we had a Star Wars themed wedding too, because when we were only dating for a couple months, we were seeing a movie in theaters, and I told him how I wanted to make a blanket fort and watch Star Wars with him, and he looked at me and he's like, I'm going to marry you. And then it was not even 2 years later. We got married on May 4th, and it was a Star Wars theme. He was a stormtrooper, and my dad was Darth Vader.
This is going to last forever.
He's right.
Wait a second.
They were meant for each other.
So in the wedding, you guys, he's dressed up as a stormtrooper at the wedding?
He wore a white tux. We made it a little bit like on a kind of a goofy side, but tried to keep a little bit of a class with weddings. So he wore a white tux, and we got some colors on it, like the black accents, and then he had, like, a helmet that was casted from the original helmets. They made a mold of it. And then my dad, he was in a black tux, and he had the Darth Vader helmet, and then I carried a lightsaber down the aisle. I wore a black dress and Converse, too.
This is sweet.
Yeah, all right, I take it all back. You're right, Snitch. I think that these two will last forever. They are made for each other.
It's May 4th. Mm-hmm. Well, on May, you know, they say May the 4th be with you. So that's why we got married on May 4th.
Got it.
Uh-huh. And it was on a Saturday that year in 2014. And it wasn't going to fall on a Saturday again until about 2019. And we were like, well, we know we want to get married anyway. So let's just do it on a Saturday this year.
Well, epic. Jessica, what can I say? I mean, she'd had a Star Wars wedding. I guess I can't complain. B2 and I are planning a Star Trek wedding. I'm going to dress as a Tribble. And a big furry Tribble. And she's going to be
a green one. The green alien.
The green woman? Okay.
TOS,
sure.
Yeah.
What's a Tribble?
Tribble. It's a furry little animal. It's like the size of a hamster or something. From a very famous
That's
episode,
awesome.
Dude. The Trouble with Tribbles.
Nobody knows those characters, Rover, like Star Wars.
Everybody knows Tribbles.
Oh, you didn't know, Stitz.
Nobody knows what Tribbles.
What are you talking about?
You said it wrong.
It's just a furball.
Tribble? What do you mean? I said it wrong.
You said Trouble.
I said Tribble.
Isn't that a singer, a cappella?
Okay. Jessica, good luck. Thank you.
It just looks like a bush.
Yeah, that's it.
It's like a Chewbacca ripoff, right?
They kept on replicating stuff.
This is Gremlins.
Yeah.
Oh, before Gremlins, though. Yeah.
Are you sure? Which came first?
Oh, my
Come
God.
On,
are
idiot.
You kidding me?
Gremlins is early
80s. It's the 60s, dude.
Oh, dude, I wasn't even bored. I don't know the dates of these things. I've never seen an episode.
It was different from Gremlins. Won't Gremlins replicate in water?
But yeah. After midnight. They would pop out like that.
Well, this they would replicate if they ate.
Well, you can't eat after midnight.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In Gremlins.
Well, this they'd replicate if they ate. They got into a grain storage bin and just replicated like crazy.
I've never seen an episode, Robert, in my entire life. Is that bad? I've never seen past 30 seconds.
I'm with Dieter. Never.
It's too cerebral for you.
Yeah.
Is it really that intelligent? I mean, it's just a bunch of furballs replicating.
Right.
It doesn't seem like it's...
It did break a lot of ground. Like, race relations and that kind of stuff. First, like, interracial kiss, I think, was on TV there.
between Captain Kirk and Lieutenant Uhura.
That's right.
They were forced to. They were like...
Wait, so which one do you like? I thought you liked the newer ones, because the suit that you bought is from...
The
Next Generation.
Yeah, so it seems like...
Well, the original is the best, obviously, is it? Okay. Of course.
The yes. only time I've seen any of that is when I saw, like, a behind... What were the shows? Like, they would go in-depth on people's characters, and it was Kirstie Alley.
True Hollywood Stories?
Yes, and it was about Kirstie Alley. And
she played a Vulcan.
Yes, and I'm like, I didn't know she was in there. She started, I think.
It was in a movie, right?
That's right.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, not the series? Too
much
different?
Later.
Oh, okay, I don't know.
Oh, my God, like... 25 years later.
Oh, then I haven't watched any of that.
Let me read you some email. Let's see here. Jack writes, Rover, I guess this is a poem. Rover Radio has been great year after year, but there is one thing that I am starting to fear. Charlie is great, Nads has his moments, Dieter is strong, and Rover is a great proponent. But a problem has arose, and it is not Doogie. It has made the show annoying and snoozy. If Rover Radio wants to continue to forge, you need to stop taking calls from Curious George. All right, whole poem against one of our callers. Beth writes, Dear Rover, after enduring 9 months living without jaw joints, I finally got the metal replaced back in on Wednesday. Rover, you and your crew helped me through each day with smiles, laughs, great entertainment, and stories. You guys were my distraction from the tremendous pain before surgery, and as of now, I have a few more days left in the hospital for radiation treatment and pain management. Right now, when I get my phone back in recovery, Nurse got you guys playing so I can listen and feel better. Keep doing the amazing work. One of your biggest fans, Beth, P.S., shout out to Dr. Reese and Dr. Martinez.
Aw.
What talk is, slut.
Do I know this story? Did she have jaw cancers? I mean, obviously, if she's having some sort of radiation treatment.
What are jaw joints?
Is that I would assume that's the joint in your jaw.
To make it
what
move.
Would you think it is?
No, I don't know. I had a coach that would have a clicking jaw. When my ice skating coach, her jaw would click when she would chew.
That's
is that your joint? You ever heard that before? It's really.
Is that TMJ?
I can make mine click.
Oh, don't.
You can hear this here. Hold on. Let's get that rid of the huff.
You not hear that?
No, that was your jaw and not you hitting the microphone.
Wow, dude.
Ew, it's gross.
Turn it up a bit.
That's him. That's his jaw.
Is that not normal?
Yeah, that's totally not normal. Abnormal.
I'll just pretend it didn't happen.
Scratch that.
So she didn't send a picture or anything? I thought maybe she'd send...
No, just a thank you.
Send a picture of like her face or something.
Did you print the email, Deuce, I forwarded you? Okay. The follow-up from yesterday's the hand guy.
It's the very next email.
Oh, okay.
There's a rhyme and reason here, my friend.
Okay. I didn't know if you check your email.
Yo, Dieter, I just watched a replay. You were the closest to guessing. This is the guy who had his fingers amputated. He sent photos in. I pretty much got frostbite due to a circulation disease and being out in the cold too long. It happened in March. Gangrene set in. My left fingers got amputated. The other picture is my right hand, which they are going to take the tips off of those fingers in a couple of weeks.
Oh, wow.
At least I can take care of business with my pointer finger and my thumb. P.S. I'm the guy that sent the action figures in that time. Ew,
so that's his left hand. His right hand, he's going to lose his tips.
Oh, okay. So,
it does make sense now.
I feel bad.
P.S.S. I was in rehab when it happened, and they wouldn't take me to the hospital. It might not have gotten as bad. They eventually called an ambulance, but it was too late.
Oh, wow.
How do you get frostbite when you're in rehab?
Well, they let you go outside and walk, right, Nads?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's like a whole smoking section, a lot of time spent outside. But still, I don't know what you're doing when it's
They didn't lock
freezing.
You out, did they? I mean,
no.
Wouldn't you be allowed
no.
to come back in if when you're in
no,
rehab?
No, you got like a dog door. You can go and come in and go as you please.
I was just going to say, they.
How's he going to crank it with just nope. his index finger and his thumb?
He's going to, like he's holding a pencil, I think.
That sucks.
James in Bradenton, Florida. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, James.
Morning. You know, I was calling about the Pebble episode that you guys were talking about. It aired actually in 1967, and it was like a little furry creature, a little ball. And like you said, when it ate, it multiplied. And in that episode, it multiplied so much, it just about took over the ship.
That's right.
All right. Do you two need a moment alone?
James loves Star Trek. He's a Trekkie, a Trekster.
Well, I'm a Trekster and a Star Wars geek.
So oh, both.
I do both.
So you probably haven't been laid in 15 years.
Mm. Actually, I've been married for 15 years.
Oh, face.
What's the guy's name?
Oh, stop.
I'm just kidding. I'm just busting your balls. But you don't have any. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I like Star Trek, too.
Well, no, she loves Star Wars and Star Trek, too. So,
if you had to choose between Star Wars or Star Trek, which would you choose?
I would have to say Star Wars.
Ah.
Good choice.
Everybody
this guy
does.
Sucks. No, Star Trek's better. Although the movies are really bad. I mean, the movies of Star Trek are pretty bad. I just watched.
But
they had a marathon of Star Trek movies on one of the cable networks that I watched a couple weeks ago, like all day. I actually had all this work I was going to do.
Oh, that goes out the window.
No. And like on a Saturday, I wake up and I'm like, oh, it's Star Trek 2, The Search for Spire, whatever the hell that was. And
the episodes were a whole lot better than the movies.
So then I watched that movie, and then at the end, Star Trek 3 and Star Trek 4 and Star Trek 5 and Star Trek 6 and then the next day they pick up and it's all the Next Generation movies, which are really bad. I mean, horrible.
Well, you watched them, right?
I had to watch the whole thing, of course. James, I appreciate it.
That whole weekend, Rover, was just those movies.
Star Trek.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's really.
It's great.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yep, the whole weekend. All right, let's see. The Chicken Dad writes, Rover, would you rather watch B2 service Jeffrey or watch Jeffrey service B2?
Great question.
Normally, I would say I would rather watch, if it was any other guy, I would rather watch them service her than her service them. But Jeffrey has horrible, just funk breath.
And the worst tongue.
Oh, it's just all, they call it scallop tongue, I think is what they call it, whatever that is. And he's got that, and I was walking with him on Wednesday, and I mean, I wasn't close, and I had to hold my breath.
Really?
Yeah. It was bad.
Well, today it's fresh. Right, Nads? Only one way.
Only one way to find out.
Why don't you breathe right into Nads's face right there. Just give him a big... Come on, Jeffrey.
I brushed my teeth this morning, but I've been drinking coffee. And Nads is probably just exaggerating it, too. So,
which would you rather do, Jeffrey? Have B2 service you or you service B2?
I don't know, because... that's Rover's girl, so I'm not going to be the one to interfere in her relationship.
Left it up to you.
So,
do you know how to do that?
Let's see, dude. Last time I went downtown, my wife was like years and years ago.
What happened?
And she farted in my face, so I haven't been downtown. I haven't been downtown since.
Okay.
So,
So I, boy, let me think about that. I think that I would. Guess I still would choose Jeffrey servicing her.
Oh my God.
Because I know she's clean. Like, she'll wash up, you know.
But it might transfer from his mouth to her area. The funk.
Okay.
You need a fire
and the
hose?
Other way is it transfers from his area to her mouth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Go bobble for a dong.
Now, if you really want to get technical, maybe you should choose the other. Because could he get things working, really? I guess you could still do that without things working down there. He claims that it doesn't work anymore. Sarah writes, "Yo, Rover, it seems like people have been extra mean to Doogie lately. I know she can take it, unlike some people on the show, but I still feel I need to pay her a compliment. I also felt bad after kind of yelling at her about the Dieter situation last week. No matter what anyone says, she deserves credit for dealing with a group of guys and crazy listeners every day. So, Doogie, I notice you have very nice nails after watching parts of RMG TV. They look natural, and you don't even need polish. Don't listen when anyone hates on your hair or clothes either. And Nads, try to keep your head up."
Thank
you. Doogie's nails. She's already been irritating me this morning. She gets this nail file out. She's been filing her nails this morning.
We've been telling her that for years. I can't stand that noise.
You don't do that around other people. It's just, it's
do that
gross.
At home?
Gives you the chills.
No, I snagged it on something. I have purple nail polish on right now. So there.
Looks black. Like
you look black.
No, I'm yeah, like gothic. I'm saying
it's purple.
Alyssa writes, "Dear Rover, I am a fan in Dallas. I have been since about 2009 when I randomly stumbled upon the show on iHeartRadio. As you can imagine, I've seen the show evolve and many people come and go, but few staffers have ever annoyed me more than Nads.
Jeez.
He's the whiniest, most sensitive, emotionally immature person I've ever seen. It makes me beyond insane how he involves himself in what the nasty listeners are doing. This is why he is an addict. He gets some weird satisfaction about torturing himself. If it's not drugs, then it's listeners. It makes zero sense to me. Additionally, I find him quite hard to believe. I have an addict in my immediate family, and for years and years I've dealt with their BS. I can't tell you how much alike all addicts are, but there is an excuse or explanation for everything, and it's always BS. I don't believe a word that comes out of his mouth. I don't believe he's sober. I think you're all being duped. And if this email makes it on the air, I know Nads will have a perfect response about how he goes to counseling and doesn't care what I think and is just trying to live his life. He's in a good place, blah, blah, blah. He's a shady, shady mother effer, and it baffles me how he has a girlfriend. I would never wish for someone to lose their job, but I don't think radio is his calling. He should ride off into the sunset, please."
Did they leave a phone number?
Midnight tonight.
Now, do you believe that this is the guy that hates? Is this dong bobbler posing as a female in Dallas?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of people that have problems with me, so I'm not.
Are there any tells in here that might?
I didn't see any
dong bobbler.
I didn't see any. It's pretty run of the mill hate.
Okay. Mads. It does blow me away, him calling that person at midnight. Yeah, B2 was talking to me about that situation the other day. And she said, "You have to remember, this guy's 30 years old. She's like, "Do you remember when you were 30? I go, "Yeah." She goes, "Were you anything like him?" I said, "No." He's a 30-year-old man child.
That's okay.
It's really strange.
It's par for the course.
Is there at some point where you say, "You know what? I'm 30. I have to."
No.
I have to mature.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, you have that thought all the time. Like, this is today. What better day than now? And then it just slides right back. So,
all right. I've got to take a break. We do have the Shizzy coming up. The news in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
We have a major newscaster accused of sexual harassment. I will tell you who that is. Plus, did the DJ...
It's Doogie.
Oh,
the
shut
shizzle.
Up.
Yeah.
No, did the DJ, you know, Avicii, we've talked about his death. Did he commit suicide?
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
I'll tell you the story next.
All right. We will be right back with that next. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
For a mother of three, Doogie's in really great shape.
I'm good.
Too bad she's only had one kid, though.
It's gross.
Try pushing that thing out of Vag.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
The DJ Avicii, who we've been talking about, he has died. That's not the new news. The strange news is, did he kill himself? We've all been talking about, how did he die? Was it too much drinking? I saw the picture that Dieter was talking about where he was on a boat, looked like a mixed drink. He had issues with his health. How did he die? So his family is saying something interesting. Did he kill himself? We'll tell you that story. And a major news broadcaster accused of sexual harassment. We'll talk about that as well.
All right, we will get to that in just a moment. Charlie, did you get that video I thumbs up? You're working on that?
Saving
okay.
it.
Okay, all right. We will get to the shizzy in just a moment. Here's a guy that says... Rover, I definitely saw Nads drink a beer at an event, half a beer at an event at the Q about a month ago. So I agree with that email. Nads is not sober. Were you at an event at the Q about a month ago?
I was at Monday Night Raw, but I would not be stupid enough to drink a beer in front of 15,000 people.
So this guy is, this guy has it wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. Doogie, are you ready for the news?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
So while we were sleeping, history was made. This is pretty crazy. The leaders of North and South Korea met, and they vowed today to rid the Korean Peninsula of nuclear weapons and start a new era of peace. So
this is crazy.
Yes.
You see that they're hugging.
Yes.
Well, they're walking. They're holding hands.
Right.
They're walking to South Korea across that line or whatever.
Why the change?
Yeah. This is
Donald Trump.
That's what I'm saying, man. He has to have a part of this.
Here's I said this from the outset. He may have a part. You remember the Russians really thought that Ronald Reagan was crazy. And that's sort of brought them to the negotiating table. The North Koreans think Donald Trump is crazy.
So they're like, we have to work together here?
They're like, oh, maybe we should do something before this guy wipes us off the face of the planet. So all hail the Donald. He's a master negotiator.
Well, Kim Jong-un, he's new. Yes, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that, remember that North Korea was on the cusp of developing a missile that could strike any city in the continental United States. So I think Kim Jong-un is probably thinking, okay, we better step it down, dial it back a little bit so we don't get wiped off the face of the earth.
I don't know if that's true or
not. Well, I'm just making that assertion.
This may be all part of his plan. Let me develop these nuclear weapons, show that they can reach the United States, back off for a while. I mean, we got a lot of work to do on this problem.
This is
wake
news.
Up today and be like, oh, hey, the problem with North Korea is solved. There's still a lot of work to be done on this.
But they also said that they're declaring an official end to their decades-long war by the end of this year. So this picture on RMG TV, I believe they're walking back into the South holding hands.
That's right.
It's crazy.
You said, what, the first time in 65 years?
Oh, I didn't say 65 years, but yeah. I mean, this has never happened before.
Yeah, it's progress.
It certainly is progress. It definitely is. But what I'm saying is there's a lot of work to be done.
Still. Sure, but baby steps.
I think the North Koreans have screwed us before on things like this.
If you do it again, we bomb you.
I texted you, Rover, yesterday. I was sitting in my car as I was listening about the verdict coming in for Bill Cosby. And I said, do you have the TV on? Are you watching the news? And sure enough, Bill Cosby yesterday was convicted on all three sexual assault charges that he was facing during the retrial. And I have to tell you, I called Dieter an idiot for a very long time, but damn, it looked like Bill Cosby could walk just fine without that cane. He was fine. After everything, as he was leaving, I'm telling you, Rover, as he was leaving the courthouse, did you see any of that video? He was like swinging
his cane. Just fine.
He was fine. There was no old man syndrome. So he walked right out, did not obviously talk to reporters, paid the bail. People were kind of upset that he was able to leave. If he were anyone else, they would have taken him right back to jail.
I don't know. Not necessarily.
Really?
Yeah. So often you are out until sentencing.
Okay.
When will that happen?
Well, 60 to 90 days.
Yeah. They're going to do an appeal. I mean, I don't. There's no way Bill Cosby is going to go.
While the appeal's going on, is he?
He's free.
No, yeah, but once they appeal, doesn't he have to get locked up?
No.
Yeah, they could keep appealing, and then he'll die.
Yeah. There's no way.
I don't think he'll ever go to jail.
I think he'll kill himself before he sits
in
jail.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely
going to. I don't.
He'll take a cocktail.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? You're that old?
Bill Cosby?
Yeah, I don't
think so. If I was that old, and they just told me you're about to have 30 years?
Right, but you're talking like a normal person. This is a guy who drugs women and rapes them. I mean, I think that he is. It's all about him. He's
right. So he
very self-centered. So I don't think he's going to take his own life.
He's so delusional. He thinks he could probably still that people believe he's innocent and that he'll clear his name somehow.
Yeah, this is.
This was a big day yesterday.
Also, yeah. I read that he went on a profanity-laced tirade after the prosecutor suggested that the judge revoke his passport because the prosecutor thought he was a flight risk because he actually owns a plane.
He
says, he doesn't own a plane, you a-hole.
He did. A couple of times he was calling him a-holes.
He does.
Yeah, because they think he's a flight risk. He's got the money. He's got the planes. He's going to get the hell out of Dodge.
I was thinking about that, and
wouldn't you do that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking yesterday. As I saw him pulling away in that SUV, I go, that whole way home, I would just be thinking,
get the plane ready.
Where am I going? How do I get out of here? Yes, I would take all of my money. At that point, you leave the country. You find some place that won't bring you back to the U.S., I guess.
But they said that they're taking his passport. So how do you, so that's like, well, if they have his passport, where can he go?
I would think if you have enough money, you could still somehow get out of the country, couldn't you?
He's got a private plane and fly somewhere.
But you still have to go through customs at an
airport. You have to have a pilot.
Not if you fly into the middle of nowhere. You fly into an airstrip in the jungle. You just leave U.S. airspace. You land somewhere, you get out, and you're done.
Haven't you seen movies where there's like a service where you can pay people that will smuggle you out of the country?
Yeah, how would you even find one of those?
I don't know, but you feel like people might come out of the woodwork to try to help Bill Cosby at this point.
Look, I would, I'd get out of here. I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't go to jail if I were.
I don't. I don't think he'll go to jail. I really don't. So now we wait for the sentencing phase. And I have been shocked that reruns of the Cosby Show have been on this whole time. Not anymore. That because he was convicted, the Cosby Show, it's getting yanked from the air in the wake of the guilty verdict. So the network Bounce TV, they've decided to scrub all repeat episodes from its schedule following yesterday's court decision.
Because all networks pulled it right away, and then they started putting him back on recently.
BET, Bounce.
Yep.
I was surprised.
So now they're done with it. Amazon announced yesterday that they're going to raise the annual price of Prime subscriptions to $119, which is a 20% increase.
No, they just keep going up and up and up. When I first got Prime, I think it was $79.
Yeah, $75, $79.
That was 2005 when it launched. It was $75.
And then they raised it to what, a $99?
Correct.
And now it's $119?
Correct.
For the year.
For the year. Will you still do that?
Oh, yeah.
You order enough stuff. I don't know if I need so much stuff.
That's $10 a month, Charlie. I mean, you...
I don't know if I use it enough, too. I just did Prime, and I don't know if I use it enough to make it worth it. That's the same issue I have with Costco. When I need Costco, God, that's the best. But you pay that yearly. Like, my membership is up, so do I pay it? But it is worth it if you use it enough. So what do you do?
Oh, I use Amazon just
all the time. You do.
I mean, I have, sure. It's like a, I need a shipping department in my house, a receiving department, because I get so many packages there. It's
me
crazy.
Too has always, she's just oh, like my you. God. She loves it too. She always,
oh, she
for you guys.
Orders everything off yeah. there.
Which is, it makes sense. All right, the draft. Anyone upset about the draft last night?
I'm surprised, but I'm not upset.
What okay. are you surprised by?
Actually, not surprised about the number one pick. I like Baker Mayfield, so I thought that was... It showed some balls going after...
And where is he from?
Oklahoma.
He's Oklahoma.
Yes. This is the guy that Dieter, I believe, said. So the Browns have the number one pick, and they took Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield. And that is the guy that you said don't take
He's
him.
Like Johnny Manziel.
Right.
Because he got arrested. We played a video of him getting arrested on the streets. He, like... flips off the other side, grabs his crotch.
What did he get arrested for?
Public intox.
Okay.
And he tried running from the cops and they tackled him.
So just as a history, you
maybe
know?
Draft the cops.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking the same thing.
So we'll see what happens with this. And then who was their number four pick?
Denzel Ward, a cornerback from Ohio State. That was the one I was surprised at because there was a defensive end sitting right there that really highly touted. And so they surprised me with that one.
Okay.
I'm sure they know what they're doing, Neds.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
They have a long history of showing they know what they're doing in the draft.
Tom Brokaw is the latest TV newsman accused of sexual misconduct. Two female coworkers have come out to claim the former anchor of NBC Nightly News made inappropriate and unwanted advances in the 90s.
Jeez. I mean, I got to tell you, I support, you know, the stuff that happened with Bill Cosby, you know, justice apparently has been served. I'm fine with that. This guy was a creep. He shouldn't have been able to get away with that for so long. But I don't know the details of this Tom Brokaw thing. This is in the 90s. He didn't molest anyone or rape anyone, right? What he
no,
just he just
to,
hit on some chicks
well,
back in the 90s?
Here's what the reports are.
What?
Well, there's got to be more to this hitting.
Linda Vester says that Brokaw sexually harassed her while she was a reporter for NBC on Weekend Today. This was 1994.
How did he do that?
She claims Brokaw physically tried to force her to kiss him on two separate occasions, groped her in an NBC conference room, and then showed up at her hotel room uninvited. Brokaw denies the allegations. He released a statement, quote, "I met with Linda Vester on two occasions, both at her request, 23 years ago, because she wanted advice with respect to her career at NBC. The meetings were brief, cordial, and appropriate. And despite Linda's allegations, I made no romantic overtures toward her at the time or any other." And then the second woman, who wants to be anonymous, says that Brokaw took her hands and put them under his jacket against his chest. He then invited her to his office later on, insinuating that he wanted to give her more than job advice. And Brokaw has denied that allegation as well.
All right, so the first one is worse. You know, she's claiming he groped me. The second one, he put your hand under his suit jacket or something? Like, he still has a shirt on, right? So
yes, like Napoleon putting his hand there.
Could be worse places to place your hand.
Yes.
And this happened in the 90s.
Yes.
And you said this would stop Rover after Christmas. Still going on.
I was wrong.
I mean, what took her so long, though? This has been happening.
Well, they're feeling empowered because of the hashtag MeToo movement. So now they're coming out.
Well, okay. I mean, I don't know. Maybe more women will. Maybe we'll find out Tom Brokaw is a creepy old man, too.
Let's see.
I just... Some of these things you hear, and especially that second allegation. So the guy was like, "Hey, why did you come back to my office tonight?" Big deal. Big friggin' deal. So what?
You can't lump all of them together with Bill Cosby, the Harvey Weinsteins, and then Aziz Ansari, who has just had a bad date. But they all get lumped in.
Now, if Tom Brokaw, the first allegation from Linda Vester, who used to be on TV... If he's, like, groping women and forcing... Did he kiss her forcibly? Is that what he says? Or he just tried?
It says sexually harassed reporter physically tried to force her to kiss him on two separate occasions. So he maybe pulled her head close. It doesn't say that they kissed.
Yeah.
He physically tried to get her to kiss him.
Okay. I mean, that you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Of course.
So that's worse. It's doesn't raise anywhere near the level of makes other accusations against guys, but I mean, my God, it's just the 90s, Dieter.
It's a long time ago.
1995 this happened. Okay.
Am I going to come out in 30 years and say that you put my head in Charlie's crotch on the...
Well, yeah, I just did that really yesterday. Could. I mean,
I'm used
Charlie
to it.
Has more of a complaint than you do, really. We're going to be honest about it.
And then finally, Avicii's family has issued a statement about the sudden death, and they suggest that he committed suicide. The message sent from his hometown of Stockholm said in part, "Our beloved Tim was a seeker, a fragile artistic soul searching for answers to questions, existential questions. When he stopped touring, he wanted to find a balance in life to be happy and be able to do what he loved most, music. He struggled with thoughts about meaning, life, happiness. He could not go on any longer. He wanted to find peace. Tim, you will forever be loved and sadly missed."
I think management just wouldn't let him stop touring because he was making so much money.
There's a documentary. Did you see that?
Yeah, I was seeing clips of this. He's just on the road falling asleep because he did like 330 shows a year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's making, what, $500,000 a show, but he's like, "I got to stop. This is killing me." And they're like, "No, you got to keep going. Keep going. You're making up so much money."
Yeah.
Gets his gallbladder removed, appendix removed. And he was just doing energy drinks, you know, drinking every night, cigarettes. You can't do that all.
This is every day. Maybe he did commit. I mean, if he blew his brains out, say, okay, he committed. This is a cover up for a drug overdose.
You still are going with that.
Yeah.
But even if he did that, did he do it to end it?
Oh, yeah.
Because
that's
they wouldn't stop him touring.
That's what the family's saying. I want to see that documentary. About this was just filmed not too
you
long ago.
You didn't even know Avicii. Like, you'd never heard of him before last week.
But this song, do you know?
You know, everyone knows the song.
I think this is a cover up on a drug overdose. Then it's a more romanticized death if you decided to kill yourself. Oh, he couldn't take it anymore. He was a troubled soul. As opposed to, he just got loaded and died. I really think that that's what it's going to turn out to be.
And I feel bad that he couldn't stop. I feel bad, like what Dieter said, they were forcing him. According to what I read, they would not let him stop. I mean, at some point, don't you just say, "No, I'm tired."
Radar Online reported that there were drugs at the scene.
Yeah, it's going to be a drug overdose. This is the family trying to get out in front of that. Notice they didn't actually say that he killed himself.
They applied it.
Right, well, you can apply all sorts of stuff, whatever. He overdosed, and they don't want to... That just sounds bad. It looks bad, right? It more of a tragedy. Oh, my God, he was so conflicted.
I feel sad for him.
Would you feel as sad for him if he was just partying and he had too much...
No.
Okay, that proved my point.
That's the interesting thing about being in any form of entertainment, especially especially music. When you have a tour, yes, that's a grind on you when you tour. Because Elton John, who's currently 70, who just turned 70 not long ago, he said the fun part about music was performing in front of a live audience and getting that feedback from the audience. But he said the part he hated the most was the traveling. He says he's not going to tour anymore, but he's still going to make music.
Thank you, Jeffrey. We'll be right back.
He has no sex drive.
Is that a crime?
Wears makeup.
It's a little weird, yeah.
And has had more butt buddies than he can count.
My butt was up, so then I went down?
His crooked eyes are the straightest thing about him.
We're honest with who we are.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Couple of people, Big R and someone else. I'll read you some text messages. Big R says, if Doogie read anything, there was an effing suicide note. God. And 38 writes, Avicii's family didn't just suggest he killed himself. It was clearly reported that there was a suicide note. Now, actually, if you go back and read that again, there is no suicide note.
Oh.
All the headlines I've said claim they just read that statement and they say that the family hinted that there is a suicide note in that statement. But we just read that statement from Avicii's family. It makes no mention of a suicide note.
I never saw that.
I didn't either. So thank you, Robert.
So I actually back up Doogie on this. Again, I have a feeling we're going to find out that it was a drug overdose. It wasn't suicide. There probably was no note. They're trying to make it as opaque as possible so that you don't really know. Paul, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, guys.
Hey, what's happening?
So Doogie was right, but one person who is wrong, of course, was Jeffrey and his awesome facts about Elton John saying he's not going to tour anymore, mm-hmm. who has a 300-day tour over the next 3 years called Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
So, 300 dates over the next 3 years. So 100.
Tour. Yeah, that's why I forgot to mention.
Every 3 days he's doing a new show.
I said that's why I forgot to mention that. Oh. Yeah, he's on this tour, and this was going to be the last tour that he does. Yeah, so that's what I forgot to mention.
Touring
My bad.
Over the next 3 years, that's sort of a...
That's a long time.
Yeah, that's sort of...
He's got a lot more left. Yeah, well, this was his last tour, but he's still going to go back. He's still going to write music, but he's just not going to... But after he's done with this tour, he's not going to tour anymore.
So he's still standing.
Yeah. Or sitting at a piano, if you want to put it like that.
Here's a text message from Rover Nads Lies. At WWE, Nads' girlfriend had a cup of beer. She finished it. They came to a stand, bought one can of beer, and each got a food item. I saw them pour half the beer into the empty cup. Each carried a food item. His girlfriend carried the can of beer. He carried the cup. I personally watched Nads sip from the cup of beer.
Oh.
That's very strange activity if he's claiming his girlfriend is the only one drinking. Nads?
It didn't happen. I don't know what you want me to say about it. It just didn't happen.
Made up.
Yeah,
all right.
Send me pictures. Send me video. Do whatever.
That is. It's possible that that isn't completely made up. This could be Dong Bobbler. Mm. Nads is... archenemy, his nemesis, just trying to stir the pot. Are you buying that story, Dieter?
I don't know now. You would think he would take a picture.
Didn't they post a picture? Didn't you guys post a picture on social media?
From that event, yeah.
He wouldn't be dumb enough to post himself holding a beer, Doogie.
No, but would he pour it in a cup and drink it real quick? Because he does separate alcohol from the pills, Rover. He had margaritas after, so maybe he can have just half a beer, and he thinks it's okay.
I don't know,
but I didn't do it. So okay. I mean, it's
so you're not drinking at all.
No.
Oh, okay. All right. So maybe they're just making this story up, Dieter, to get under Nads's skin. You know, I was on the internet last night, and I know that this is from from a couple of days ago. CNN did a town hall. I mean, James Comey is everywhere. Like, everyone, I think if Doogie would have just made a phone call, we could have James Comey on. He's done every media outlet in the entire world.
He's doing podcasts.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
He's on with Jeffrey, the Dudes on Dudes podcast later today. But he was on CNN. They did a town hall. This is after every show on CNN did an interview with him. Anderson Cooper did a town hall with him where they sat at some college and people asked former director Comey questions and he answered them. And one of the things that was discussed, I had heard, I didn't know the details of the story though. Had you heard the story that James Comey, who was the former director of the FBI, the one who was fired by Donald Trump, and you heard a story that when he was a teenager that he was in his house when an armed intruder came in and held him hostage?
Never.
You never heard that story?
No. Uh-uh.
Oh, I've heard that story. You've never heard this story?
No. I had no idea.
Me neither.
This has got to be new.
Well, that's all of the details that I knew was that an armed intruder came in and held him hostage. That's all I knew. And maybe if I would have delved into it a little bit more, I could have found more details, but I never bothered to. But he does tell the full story, and I thought it was so interesting when I watched this last night that I would play it here for you this morning. Do you want to hear this?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. So this is Anderson Cooper with former FBI Director James Comey, and this is the reason why he got into law enforcement. Here it is.
If you could just tell the students what happened when you were how old?
High school senior.
High school senior.
Yeah. One October night, I was home. Shows you what a geek I was. I was writing on a Friday night a literary magazine piece at 8 o'clock at night. And a serial rapist and robber kicked in the front door to my parents' home, likely looking for my sister, who thank God wasn't home, and ended up taking my brother and me captive, and at one point lying us down on my parents' bed and just pointing the gun at the back of our heads, and I thought he was going to execute us. And that was an amazing moment and changed me in a lot of ways. And then we ended up talking to him. I ended up talking to him and convincing him to lock us in a bathroom. And I told him, we'll stay there the whole night. And then after the search of the house was over, he locked us in the bathroom. And then he went out and we escaped out the bathroom window and he caught us again.
He was still there.
Yeah, he had gone. He had come around to the outside of the bathroom window to check on it, to look in. And I was just having the adrenaline wear off. I was actually sitting on the floor in the bathroom, and I looked up to the window, and there was his face in the bathroom window, and it took my breath away. And I said to my brother, Peter, my younger brother, we're staying here all night. We're staying here all night. And a few seconds later, he said, you know who that is. We got to go get help. And so my younger brother opened the window, and there was plastic on it, tore it out, and went out. And I followed him out barefoot, out into the yard. And the gunman had gone next door and came back and captured us. And he was livid at me and started saying that he was going to kill me again. And I thought again he was I was going to get executed. And then a chaotic scene ensued where a neighbor intervened and a neighbor's dog. And we escaped again and locked ourselves in the house and got butcher knives. And ultimately he fled into the woods as the police arrived. And we survived that night. And I wasn't hurt, but I thought about the Ramsey rapist every night before I went to bed for 5 years. I don't mean most nights, I mean every night. And I slept with a weapon, a knife or a bat or something next to me for many, many years. And what it created for me, Anderson, as a prosecutor investigator, was a tremendous sense of empathy. I wasn't hurt. Think about the people beaten, raped, assaulted, shot. What have they experienced and what are their lives like? And so it changed me in a lot of ways. I write in the book, I still thought I wanted to be a doctor. I came to William & Mary to major in chemistry, but I couldn't see it. I can see it now through the lens of adulthood, that in a way that put me on a path, the path that I'm on to this point. And it was, one of the most important things that ever happened to me. And it's in the book. The book's not a memoir. There's lots of important stuff to me personally that's not in there, but that's in there because it affected how I think as a leader. That I think it's really important to ask questions from the perspective at the end of life, looking back about who you want to be and what you want to do and how you find meaning. And I think an ethical leader's job is to help people find meaning in their work. And given that was a formative experience for me, it loomed so large it had to be in the book.
Did they ever catch this person?
No. A guy was arrested. The attacks, which had happened for almost a year on a regular basis, stopped that night. And they arrested someone and never made the case against him. But it stopped that night. And there was a girl in my high school who had been tied to a tree and sexually assaulted. And we never spoke. I would pass her in the hallway. I'd seen her at the lineup. And we just sort of nodded at each other and communicated with our eyes for the rest of that last year of my high school. But others were spared that pain, maybe because that was the guy and he quit. Or maybe because whoever was the serial attacker decided that that was the time to stop it. I don't know. But it ended that night.
God, so, that's crazy.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I mean...
And they never caught him. So this guy is just... Why didn't they charge the guy that they captured?
Well, they couldn't prove that it was him that did it. That's why. They don't know if it was him that did it. Obviously, no one.
Wow.
No one knows who it was. But yeah, I knew I had read or saw that he was a victim of a violent crime when he was a teenager, but I didn't know the details about that. And I thought that was pretty crazy that it, like they're holding the gun. The guy's holding the gun to the back of his head and then locks him in the bathroom. They escape. They get caught again.
Yeah. How they got caught again? I don't get that. They go to the neighbors and he shows up.
Yeah, I looked this up last night. So what happened was the serial robber and rapist locked them up in the bathroom, left the house, looked in through the window of the bathroom to make sure they were still sitting in there. Then he went next door and tried to attack the female next door. And he was confronted by someone who heard the screaming or whatever, a neighbor. And so they started tussling with the guy at probably about the same time that Comey and his brother came out of the bathroom window. There was, you know, an altercation there, the neighbors, blah, blah, blah. And the guy ran off. And so he was trying to get at someone next door, I guess, after he found these two boys. He's probably like, oh, I don't want to rape these two boys. Let me go next door and try that, I guess. So I just thought that was a crazy story.
But I thought he got recaptured. I thought they left, and then he said he got caught again, and they brought him back into the house.
Yes.
No.
When did that happen?
Oh, he just said that.
That's not what happened. He said that they went back and locked themselves in the house and got butcher knives. After they exited the bathroom window, that's when the guy was like right there. He'd come out of the neighbor's house. He's right there. He's like, I'm going to kill you, you son of a bitch. The neighbor and the dog and the other people are like fighting with the rapist guy. Comey and his brother run back into their house and lock the door. So they, you know, when he says captured, he just means that he was confronted by the guy with the gun once again outside of the bathroom window.
Have we talked about how big James Comey is?
Oh, he's like 6'8" or something. Yeah, 6'8".
He is not.
Yes, he is. Yeah. You don't know that?
Huge.
He's like a giant. The Jolly Green Giant.
I had no clue.
That's what makes it so funny is when he was in that meeting with Trump, and he didn't want to talk to Trump. And there's a big group of people, so he's hiding. He's trying to camouflage himself up against the curtains.
Yeah, he had a blue suit and there were blue drapery, yeah, and he tried to
just stand amongst
blend
them.
In.
Yeah, but he's a 6'8" giant. So,
oh, I didn't know he was that tall. And Trump's tall too, right? He's like 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah, but not 6'10".
Yeah, no, that's tall.
Well, you can see here. I mean, look at this shot. Look at this shot between Anderson Cooper, and you see they have their chairs at the same height. Anderson Cooper's feet are right there. You can see how big and lanky and look how much bigger Comey is than Anderson Cooper.
I didn't look at that. Wow, that's scary. Oh, my God.
Jeez,
it looks like he's on a pedestal. Holy crap.
He's just a giant guy.
You never heard that, douche?
No. Wow, he is tall.
I have a picture of him trying to hide in the curtains. I just sent to Snitzer. This is real. I mean, this is really what he was.
Because he didn't want to meet Trump?
No, he had
already met with them, but he didn't want to be.
He knew that the guy was off, that Trump was off. So then at this subsequent meeting, he didn't want to interact with Trump. And he didn't want to talk to him or meet with him. And there he is trying to blend into the drapery.
That's funny.
That's funny. So what would you do would you have stayed in that bathroom or would you have tried to escape? Theater.
You can't stay in there. He's going to kill you.
But he's left the house.
The second he locks you in the door, if there's a window, go. If you have to dive through the glass, get out. You're lucky there was some bathrooms don't have windows.
Mm-hmm.
I know I have a bathroom, there's no window. So you'd be stuck in there. Maybe go out the vent. But you get the hell out of there, especially in this run.
But then what if the guy catches you?
I mean, you're screaming. Once you get out that house, you're in the clear, man. You yell to your neighbor. I don't know how nobody was calling the police.
Yesterday I was reading about this, some more details. You'd done this in the shizzy, the Golden State Killer that they had captured. after, I don't know how many years.
35
years or something like that. This guy raped and killed a bunch of people. So I looked up that case to find out some of the details on that because I didn't really know all of the details in it. Yeah, he killed, if you just look at this on Wikipedia and go through all the people that this guy killed. It was in days apart. He'd like kill someone. It was about once a month, and then it kind of, usually about once a month, and sometimes a couple days or whatever.
12 in all, correct? And then almost 50 rapes? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he was, he would break into your home. Like if there was a couple there, he would just, while you're sleeping, you just shoot the husband in the head. He'd be dead. And then he'd tie up the female, rape the female, and then sometimes kill them. And some people survived, even getting shot in the head. One guy, this guy was a former police officer, this killer that they caught. So, someone in the police, they wouldn't do that. There are crazy people in the police, too. They're just crazy people in every profession. Police are not excluded from the craziness. This guy killed 12 people, okay? He was a police officer. He was doing some of these crimes while he was a police officer.
He was?
Yeah, I think the timelines match up. But sometimes he would break into your home when you weren't there in advance. And he would hide things in your home that he would then later use to tie you up. And he did this multiple times. One guy, husband that he broke into a home, and there was a couple that was in bed, and they woke up, and the husband is like freaked out and goes to grab his gun, grabs his handgun, which is right there in the nightstand. The killer, what he did was he just shined a flashlight on them as they slept. In this particular case, they woke up because someone's shining a flashlight in your eyes while you're asleep. They wake up. The husband goes to grab his gun, grabs his gun, and then the killer takes his flashlight and shines it down to his hand, where he shows the husband that he's already taken all of the bullets out of the guy's gun.
Then you're screwed. Then what do you do?
Then he shot the husband, I think killed him. Okay. So, it's just crazy. And then that guy they called the Golden State Killer, but that phrase was coined recently, in the past few years. They called him the original Night Stalker, was his other name. So then on Wikipedia, then it also links to the more well-known Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez, who I remember, who was a serial killer. So then I read all of this guy's. I got into this, like, serial murder kid.
Yeah, caught in the hole.
Yeah, I was taking a dump, actually. And I was just reading all these Wikipedia stories about serial killers.
Who's the Night Stalker?
What's that?
Who's the Night Stalker?
Richard Ramirez?
I don't know if I know him.
He was also in California. He would, same thing, and he would sometimes, like, days apart, he would break into your home. He would rape and torture these women. Normally, he would do that when the women were home alone. But I did read stuff like his uncle, when he was a kid, when he was like 12 or something, his uncle had been in Vietnam and apparently would rape, torture, and kill Vietnamese women, and would show this Richard Ramirez pictures. There was one picture where he was holding the severed head of a Vietnamese woman who he had raped and tortured. A Polaroid picture of that. So I'm sure that had some sort of influence on Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker. I remember the Night Stalker.
What year was that?
Early 80s. I remember the Night Stalker primarily because once he was caught, it was a big news story, the Night Stalker, the serial killer. It scared the hell out of me, man. And I remember that after they caught him, women were coming out of the woodwork trying to, they all thought he was hot. And they would send love letters to him and stuff, these crazy bitches.
That's what they do with Scott Peterson in jail.
Yeah.
They think the guy's so hot.
Mm-hmm.
I think he married somebody in prison.
I think he is married, now that you say that.
Richard Ramirez was a Satan worshiper as well. He died. They didn't execute him. He died of, I don't know, something, some sort of disease. I forget what it was, but...
B-cell lymphoma, I believe.
Okay, got it.
What's that?
I don't know, just you guys were talking about it, so I was looking them up.
Oh, okay.
So it sort of helps me pay attention so I can pipe in.
Jeffrey, what would you do if someone broke into your house and held you at gunpoint and then locked you in the bathroom? What do you do?
Find a way to escape, call for help, that kind of stuff.
What? You don't have a gun, right?
No, I don't have a gun.
What's your go-to weapon in your house?
If I can get to the kitchen without getting caught, get a cast iron skillet and bash him over the head a few times.
Skillet like a cartoon, not a knife? You're in the kitchen.
And do you even have a skillet in your house?
Cast iron.
Well, not a cast. I mean, I got a frying pan in the house I can use.
What's it made of?
Metal.
Is it cast iron, though?
No, not cast iron, but I'm just saying that would be...
So in other words, if I mean anything that would be...
Any kind of blunt instrument I can use for a weapon, I will use it.
But not a knife.
Not a knife, a pair of scissors.
Well, might as well have said a gun.
Yeah,
he doesn't own a gun, but
I don't own a gun. I'll have to find something I can use for a weapon.
I thought somebody broke into my house like 3 weeks ago. I just was taking a nap, and I heard from the downstairs, just, Norm! And somebody, I swear somebody's in my house and yelled, Norm, as if like, Norm, are you in here?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody named Norm. And then I shot up for my nap, and then I refused to move for like an hour. I was too afraid.
You think they were in the wrong house?
No, the door was locked after I got the balls to go check. I seriously sat there for an hour. I texted my girlfriend and said, you have to come home. I think there's somebody in the house.
So walk into a situation where there's somebody.
Well, she could observe it from the outside, you know?
Wait, so it was a dream?
I think I just dreamt.
Wow.
But it was like real realistic. And I just,
because
I even woke up and said, what? Like, you're in the wrong house, and then no response. And then I was my heart was beating.
Oh, now you're freaked out. You think they're like in the house.
Well, yeah, now I don't know. I don't know if they're in my bedroom. I finally got the balls up to go check the entire house.
So you really sat in bed? You didn't?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
There's only one.
You need to spring into action, right, Dieter? I mean, that's what...
I'd be quiet.
No, you need to spring... Of course you need to be quiet.
My place is so small that...
You need to spring into action, Charlie. What do you think? You're sitting up in your bed. You're a sitting duck. You gotta...
If you wait,
gotta get out of bed.
If you walk,
crouch
out,
down.
If you walk out of my bedroom, then you can see my entire apartment. It's so small that there's no like escape route.
No,
so.
You don't. You don't need to leave the bedroom. You need to arm yourself with something in the bedroom or in the bathroom.
Lure my girlfriend in.
Uh-huh.
Have Norm kill her,
uh-huh.
And I can escape.
Then you run out, and then I understand.
He's got that box of dildos as weapons, right?
Oh, throw those like a boomerang?
Yes.
His girlfriend has a ton of dildos that she uses.
It's only seven, guys.
Oh, that's it. One for every day of the week.
Jesus.
I've got to take a break. We do have the shizzy coming up. The news. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
We're going to talk movies. And Jeffrey, Avengers Infinity War, that's out today. How much money did it make already? I will tell you that. And what movie is already making a sequel? I'll tell you that next.
We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Trailblazing into uncharted territory. Come along for the ride. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
According to new studies, what you can eat that'll improve stress, mood, memory, and immunity. Not bad what this item is. I'll tell you next.
We will get to that in just a moment. Kevin, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Rover, how's it going?
Hey, man, what's happening?
Hey, so I told Nads before the break, but there's a story about the Golden State Killer or the East Area Rapist, original Night Stalker, that's pretty well known, like around true crime. So they had a town hall meeting, and you can actually look up this picture. They had a town hall meeting, and they said everybody needs to be vigilant. There's, you know, a rapist on the loose here. And some guy stood up and said, you know, how could this happen? How would anybody let this happen to their wife? No man would let another man break in and take advantage of his wife. And 3 months later, his house was hit. Now, I don't remember if this is this crime or another one because they all kind of blend together. But he tied the husband up and put a bunch of dinner plates on his back and told them that if I hear any of these plates hit the floor, I'm going to kill you and your wife. And then he went in the next room and raped his wife.
Raped the wife. I have heard that story. That is, I think, a true fact where they do have this town hall meeting. There's a photo of this, and the speculation is that the killer is somewhere in the photo here.
Oh, my God. Are you
because
serious?
One of these people in the audience stands up, and he, just like Kevin said, he goes, how's this possible? I mean, if someone breaks into your house, you're just going to let them just rape your wife? And then 3 months later, that guy and his wife were victims of the Golden State Killer. So
right.
The speculation is that he's in that photo there at the town hall meeting, and that he followed them home. He's like, oh, really? Huh. All right. So this guy thinks it's not possible. Let me follow this guy, find out where they live, and 3 months later come back and turn them into victims.
This is the Golden State Killer story you're saying?
That's right, yeah.
So now that you have the guy in custody, have they matched his photo with that photo you just showed on RMG TV to prove that?
Well, the guy's 75 years old now or something.
But you know what he looked like back then.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen any photos of him from back then.
Oh,
I would
think that they would match that then and say,
I don't think that's
their
first priority.
No,
at
I know,
this point.
But
they got a DNA match on him. I think that was first priority.
I know, but I would want to close that and say that was speculation, and there he is in the fifth row.
Yeah, it's weird.
They also, now that they found out that he was a police officer at that time, they don't think that he was in the audience. They think he was probably on stage, or he could have even been the one that took the picture. So he might not even be in that photograph. But that case is really interesting. If you listen to it or read about it or follow it or whatever, it's just amazing how he avoided capture for 40 years and he raped over 50 people and, you know, 12 murders. And they think that he may be connected to an Australian rapist known as Mr. Cruel.
So he probably raped and killed more than what they have attributed to him. If you've killed 12, what makes you think you didn't kill 20?
He was, they said in the press conference, because I watched the CNN press conference on this, they pinned him as the, I think it was the Visalia ransacker. So that was somebody that was just breaking into homes before the East Area Rapist. And then he started ramping up his crimes. And then,
that's not as catchy of a name as the Golden State Killer or the original Night Stalker or Mr. Cruel, right? Who are you? I'm the Visalia Ransacker.
Wow.
I mean, that sounds like a Pop Warner football team or something. It's just not real tough. All right. Thank you, Kevin. JD, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, JD.
Morning, Rover. CLY.
Arbe, what's happening?
What do you think it smells like when Krista opens up that box and grabs a toy?
Oh, all those dildos and all that just pent-up fumes and whatnot that she has in that closed drawer. You open it, just lets, wafts out.
You probably wash it, right? After?
I don't use them.
He
so
washes
I don't
it?
Know.
You,
I don't,
wait, you no, think he's going to wash her dildos?
No.
Here, honey, you use this because I can't satisfy you. Let me wash it for you.
I'm
what?
Saying, like, figuratively. Like, she probably washes it, right?
No, not figuratively.
Literally. Something-y. Are they washed?
Tuji, I don't know. I'm not there when she's using them.
afterwards?
You said she washes her hands obsessively.
Yeah, you're right.
She probably washed them before and after.
You're right.
I'm sure.
So you think that she's like a raccoon with those dildos?
Yeah, she's rubbing them together. Yeah.
Washing
like chopsticks. Yeah.
All right. Dougie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
The parents of Otto Warmbier, the American college student, remember? He was imprisoned in North Korea for 17 months. Well, the mom and dad, they have filed a wrongful death lawsuit against North Korea. And they are charging the regime tortured and killed their son. Don't know how you do that. It was filed in court yesterday. U.S. District Court states that North Korea was, which is a rogue regime, took Otto hostage for its own wrongful ends and brutally tortured and murdered him. So,
yeah, I don't know how you sue. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's possible legally. I don't think they'll probably get much out of this. I know that after, what was it? After Libya blew up an airliner, Pan Am Flight 103. The victims' families sued Libya. They gave some sort of settlement. Eventually, they ended up paying. Yeah, when they were trying to get back into good graces 20-some years later, they did end up paying money for that, I believe. Yes, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I just got to remember the one word that Dougie left out of her description of North Korea is North Korea is a rogue totalitarian regime.
Why does she need to say that?
I don't know, because it's a fact, though.
Who said that?
No, I've heard that term thrown around. Anytime I see myself watching a documentary about North Korea, I see that term used. Okay. So I figure I could use it.
All right,
but it's
the
truth, though. I mean, yes, it's a communist totalitarian regime.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Break it down,
means,
word by
in
word.
Other words, basically, he gets to tell you what you can and can't
do. What does rogue mean?
And rogue means that he's just out there, just
What's
wild.
What's totalitarian mean?
Dictatorial.
What's that mean?
What?
He's a dictator, for Christ's sake. You have no rights under a dictatorship, you dummy.
What, you said dictatorial?
No, yeah. Dictatorial.
Didn't your wife write a dictatorial?
Yeah.
No, Nance. But I'm just saying that they basically can tell you what they means the government can tell you what you can and can't do. That's a dictatorship.
Dougie needs a dick tutorial, doesn't she?
Well, you could be the one. You could probably be the one to give it to her, Rover. You guys been together so long. You argue so much like you're still a married couple.
All right. Thank you. Yes, Dougie, go on.
I'm sending something to Snitz. Snitz, this is regarding the Golden State Killer. A friend of mine just sent me a direct message regarding the story we just talked about, the comparison photos.
Rachel and Sales cracked the case.
No, it's not. No, I swear to God.
Very sorry. She's here today.
She just sent this to me. So I just sent it to
Hate
Anthony.
Does not exist.
Hate? What?
The page does not exist that you sent.
Is it the guy on the right of the photo, douche, sitting in the...
Okay,
to the right with the blonde hair? There's a guy to the right. I go, with glasses, I go, douche is going to think that's the guy.
No. The comparison is identical, so they have done a side-by-side. They found him.
Okay, they found him, according to Dougie.
No, I'm telling you. I'll send you the direct message. So, speaking of the Golden State Killer, he's going to be in court today.
Is this on Facebook?
No.
Oh, how'd she send this to you?
Through Twitter.
Email?
Is it Puffy Jacket Guy?
Is he wearing a puffy jacket?
I just sent it to you.
Just put up who she says is the guy. All right, give him a couple minutes to get this right. Do you have it, Snitz?
No, there's like so many links in this. No, it's page does not exist again.
Ugh.
Why didn't you just save?
See it?
Did you actually look at it?
Yeah.
Why don't you right-click on the photo?
I don't want to look.
Don't look at it, Dieter. Right-click on the photo, save it, and then email it to Snitzer.
I can't. I don't know how.
Right click. He just walked you through it.
Oh,
you right
click
on the photo.
Wait, save.
Save image.
I don't know how to do it, Robert.
Yeah, you're there. Save image as.
Tina.
Make sure you pay attention to where you save it to.
Desktop.
You'll have to find it later.
Image. Okay, save, right?
And not just the thumbnail.
Oh, I don't know what that means either. So then I just send that. I mean, it's what it is.
We'll get to that in just a moment. If she actually finished that and saved that.
Wait, so when I email it, do I do insert?
What? Attachment?
Is
it Puffy Jacket Guy?
Hold on, Snitch. Don't ruin any surprises. Hold on.
I don't know what a Puffy Jacket Guy is.
Hold on.
So frustrating.
I know. You just want to jump over there, right? And just.
This is my mom.
Will you come do it?
No, you have
come
to learn.
On,
she just has a blank email up, and she doesn't know how to attach or send.
Where'd you save it? How do you attach? You don't know how to make an attachment on an email?
Did you save it to the desktop?
Where'd you save the image?
Okay, then pull up.
Just drag it right into the email.
How are you this bad at this?
So copy image, and then I'll just email it.
Oh, you, no.
I can't figure it out. Oh, it's helping me.
There's nothing that says add attachment on where you're writing your email.
How do you not know how to add an attachment?
Doozy.
At this point.
Do you see it where it says add attachment?
You want me just to look?
You've said attachments before.
Maybe just grab it from the desktop and drag it onto it.
Doesn't the third thing say insert?
I asked you. No, it said insert.
It's attachment underneath that.
So you want me to go to insert?
Oh, my God.
Do you see it, Snitz? Oh, attachment.
That's the first thing. Insert attachment.
That's it. You haven't said it to me yet.
Go to desktop, pull it up.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe you.
Why have you made it this far?
Oh, yeah.
You got it?
It's like somebody that never learned how to read and got all the way through high school and college.
Do you know that a couple days ago? Hold on. Give him a second.
He's got it.
A couple days ago. Doogie came to me. She says, I need to use the printer in your office. I said, you can't use the printer in your office? She goes, no, it doesn't work. And I go, what about this other printer? She was trying to print something on the community printer back there, the color one.
Yeah.
I said, well, why aren't you? She was using that one. She goes, I need you to print this out. I go, well, why don't you use the one in your office? She goes, I can't. It won't work.
Why?
It's terrible.
Is the printer in the office terrible?
No. They got us a new one. It jams sometimes, but it's an improvement.
Yeah, it's rare.
Okay.
I was printing a resume.
No, I saw. Okay.
She was printing a resume. This is a true story. She was printing a resume.
And
maybe she wants
it.
To leave the show.
I do. And I needed a cleaner piece.
So then I get an email.
What does that word mean, cleaner piece?
Because the printer in the back is a big one, nice one. And I had different paper because it's a resume. So I didn't want any of the ickiness that is in our printer. Our printer's bad.
So you know what she did?
I don't know what this
is. She sticks. I'll decipher this for you. She sticks cardstock into the big industrial printer back there.
That's why something happened that somebody was telling me all about.
Jams it. The IT guy sends me an email and is like, she just ignores the jam.
I didn't know how to fix it.
She moves
it.
On.
Well, you go tell somebody.
And so now her printed out resume, all crumpled up, is in the printer, and he pulls it out and sees Doogie's resume, takes a picture, and sends it to me.
Well, yeah, I went down 3 days after this happened, I think. And her picture, it's like a full photo shoot of Doogie or something with her phone number on it. And she won't go back there because she doesn't want to return to the scene of the crime.
I didn't know it was crumpled piece.
Oh, he left it out. So I hope everybody stole your phone number. Just sitting there, everything. And it's a huge resume. And he's like, "What?" He came up to me. He's like, why would she do that? Why would she jam it and then not tell anybody?
I went back there and he wasn't back there.
You sent an email to him.
Oh, well, then he's going to go to IT.
She doesn't know how to send an email, obviously.
He is IT.
No, you have to call a number. You're not supposed to talk to him. You're supposed to talk to IT people.
He is IT.
No, like a help desk.
So he is the help desk.
The ticket. No.
Trouble tickets go to him, I
don't
thought.
Want to bug him, but I didn't know he left it out there.
God, you hate him.
No, I don't. He hates me. Well, even
because
more now.
Because what are you doing? You're going around jamming other printers. Right. He gave you access to this printer. Like, and you have to put a code in. This is a secure printer. Not everybody gets
awesome.
To use it.
VIP printer.
Yes, and Doogie's still jamming this one and then just walking away from it. And it's your fault because you put cardstock in it?
Rudy, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Rudy.
Hey, a month ago or so, I thought Stupid was bragging about being a graphic designer. She can't even handle this.
Who's Stupid?
You can't do an attachment?
Yeah, she can't add an attachment to an email. Yep, she was a graphic designer. She's got it all figured out. All right, let me see. So show me, Snitz, the original town hall meeting where the Golden State Killer may have been spotted.
He doesn't have that.
Well, yeah, no, because I cropped the other one. Okay, here we go.
You get the original because see this guy in the far right with the blonde hair and the glasses? I thought it was him.
In the white turtleneck?
Yeah, because the very far right, because the sketch of the guy I thought was him.
Oh, okay. No, it's not.
All right. So which, crop it in, show us.
Yeah, I thought it was him.
Show us, Snitz, who she thinks it is.
Where the hell is that guy at?
It's from a video of the same meeting. Wait,
what are we looking at?
This guy.
The guy on the right is the...
That's the actual killer, right?
That's the killer, and that's the guy in the
crowd.
This
isn't a news story? This is just somebody's Instagram that somebody...
Yeah, this is an Instagram. Okay, so they have not identified the Golden State Killer in that...
He's right there!
So that's what the killer used to look like.
This is like what happened with the Boston bombing and the Reddit thread or whatever that was going around where they nobody's... The police have not identified this as the guy?
Why does this guy have 3D glasses on?
That's what I'm saying. Is this even... First of all, that guy's sitting on the floor. Everyone's sitting on the floor...
And go back to the other shot.
And one person has 3D glasses on. That's not even the same.
That's not 3D glasses.
That's not even
glasses.
The town hall
meeting. That's the style back then.
Douche.
That is not 3D glasses.
Can we go back to the original town hall meeting?
Are they sitting on the floor?
Where's someone sitting on the floor, douche?
They're on chairs.
The chairs.
How do you know that they're on?
That's not the same place.
Who sent you this?
There is a video of this, supposedly. Is that what that's from?
Yes.
Who sent you this?
Rachel.
No, I swear to God.
Email says Rachel.
No, that's another friend.
Dougie, the photo that you sent trying to identify the Golden State Killer, he's sitting on the ground. Everyone in the town hall meeting is sitting on chairs. They didn't identify him.
Anthony, back me up.
Show me that post again, Spencer, just the full thing. I want to see what this is. It's just somebody's Instagram account?
It's a My Favorite Murderer.
Oh, what is this?
Probably somebody who likes murders, I guess.
Dougie.
What?
Dude, this is fake news.
That
That's
is totally
fake news.
This is 100% fake news.
No, it's not. It has been shown. No. Oh, my
shown
God.
Shown by what news organization?
Zoom in on that photo again, please, Snitz.
Which one?
The Instagram one? Post, right. Yeah. Zoom in on that. Why? The person in the background has their shoes off, don't they? Look right over to the right. They're right there. Isn't that a foot?
Yeah.
What's
so in the town hall meeting where they're discussing the Golden State Killer, someone has their shoes off in the town hall meeting, Dougie?
It's hot in there.
You need to call out who sent this to you.
No, it's a girl that I know that is listening, so I apologize.
No, your friend. Who is it?
It's not a dance mom.
Who is it?
Oh, and it's not Rachel and Gotta
be. Who is it?
I have friends.
You're going to lump them in being as dumb as you.
She is a smart young lady.
Who is it?
Nobody that you know.
I know who it is.
No, you don't. Nobody that you know.
Can I make a prediction?
She won't guess in a million years. $1,000
bet. Dougie's been talking lately about someone who is a photographer, a girl who's like 24, a photographer from Holy Moses Matrimony. Dougie doesn't know anyone. I think it's her.
You want to take that bet?
No, yes.
It's somebody else.
$1,000.
It's somebody in this building.
$1,000.
Is it someone in this building?
$1,000.
Okay, so it's not that person.
No, Rover's wrong, but somebody here, right, Douche?
Take a bet.
Is it somebody in the building?
No, it's not anybody in the building.
It's the photographer. That's why she's so quick.
How do you know
them? Take a bet.
I don't know.
Take a bet.
How do you know them?
I know them.
What does that mean? Do you work with them?
It's not a dance mom.
No, I'm going to see if she's hiring, though. I'll go work with her, hence the resume.
Yeah, what are you printing out a resume
for? Are we
doing
the news?
No, what are you
And then you derailed into this.
No, I didn't. I'm giving you.
Trying to say that the Golden State Killer had positively been identified. Yeah. No.
It's a 3D movie.
Well, why does only one person have 3D glasses on?
It's not glasses. It's glasses. It's not 3D glasses. Oh, my God.
Now
I'm so frustrated.
Bottom.
You're losing it. And everybody's sitting on the floor
that's
in that photo. Everybody is.
No, it's not.
Those are 3D glasses.
They are not.
There's a red lens and a blue lens. Those are 3D glasses.
They're watching a movie.
Yes.
That's what it is.
There's another. Is not red and blue.
There's another pair of 3D glasses right there.
Yes, they took them off.
Oh, crap.
It's like an optional. You could wear them or not wear them.
It's the town hall meeting was in 3D where they were discussing the. I mean, boy, are you dumb.
God, that pisses me off. It went nowhere. I thought you were going to solve it.
I was. What is that person's Instagram account? What was
but
it?
By
my
the way,
killer?
I don't know what that was, but why would you even care? Because they're posting
see
fake
what
news.
No, they're not.
The whole point of this serial killer thing that we started discussing with James Comey and then got into these serial killers. People think that I'm crazy for how paranoid I am.
Yeah.
Go read some of these stories. Go read the Golden State Killers Wikipedia page. Go read the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez, his Wikipedia page. Read the list of these murders and how they occurred. He's just breaking into homes at 2 o'clock in the morning when you're asleep. And people, oh, that kind of stuff doesn't happen. Is it rare? Yeah, it's rare.
It happens.
But it happens.
There's a great show on Netflix called Mindhunter. It's about the FBI and how they created the term serial killer. It's about the beginnings of that.
Mm-hmm.
The guy like interviews like all these different serial killers and stuff. It's really good. I think you'd like it. It's a drama, but it's good.
Oh, you'd love it.
So it's not a documentary, it's a drama?
No, it's all about this era, the Manson era.
I think the guy that's based on is a real person, too.
Yeah. Yeah, based on true story.
Who's it based on? It's not based on that one guy I see that's always... There's like one guy who's the FBI profiler guy who... there's two. One is Cliff Van Zandt, I think is the guy's name. And the other is... Who I think you might be talking about. Oh, man.
It says Holden Ford. Maybe it's not a real person.
That's a fictional.
Anyways, it's kind of based on a real guy.
Holden Ford?
It's a fake.
Oh, it's a fake name, but it's based on like a.
A real guy that did a bunch of research on serial killers. He's going around interviewing them and trying to get into their minds and so that he could then predict when a serial killer would strike. It's pretty good.
Rich in West Palm Beach, you're on Rovers. Actually, Rich, hold on the line a second. Hang on. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. And by the way, we're going to be in West Palm Beach.
Yes.
We're leaving on Monday to head down there on board Rolling Glory 1. And it'll take us a couple of days. We're going to stop. So we'll get there. I don't know when we'll actually get to West Palm Beach.
You'll be live. You arrive late Wednesday night. You'll be live from West
Thursday
Palm.
Thursday morning
Thursday
in West Palm.
And Friday. Yep.
Okay. So I think we will do some sort of fan meetup. I know that. When we're in West Palm, so we hope to see you when we're there. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Global warming is a real problem.
The planet has a fever.
Too bad it hasn't stopped Doogie from becoming an ice-cold bitch.
Rude.
Welcome back to Roper's Morning Glory.
All right. Let me go back to Rich in West Palm Beach. I had to cut him off because I had to take a break. Rich, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Rover. Love your show.
Thank you. All right. What do you have for me this morning?
Hey, I was on a jury in New York back up in 94 for Joel Rifkin. He was a serial killer.
Oh, yeah. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. Who is he?
It was a Seinfeld episode about him.
Because Rifkin?
He had the same name, and then they announced it at a football game.
And Elaine was trying to get him to change his name.
And they're like, oh, my God, Joel Rifkin, come to the stadium. And everybody looks, and they go, is that the killer right there?
I don't remember that episode.
Yeah, it was great.
Then she wants to change his name.
Yeah.
He killed between 9 and 17 women, prostitutes.
Yeah.
He got caught. He was driving his truck and had a taillight out, and a New York State trooper pulled him over, and he had a dead girl in the back of the truck.
Oh, man.
So you were on this jury?
I was on the jury. How creepy it was sitting like 20 feet away from this guy for the weeks during the jury. I mean, he is the creepiest looking guy. There's actually a pretty good interview with an FBI profiler on the internet. You can watch it. He talks about how he liked to, you know, strangle them and where he would dump their bodies and how many women a week he would, you know.
How soon did you make up your mind that he was guilty?
About 10 minutes into the deliberations.
Wow.
10 minutes.
You didn't even make up. I mean, you didn't during the trial. You didn't make up your mind already and be like,
on day one,
like this guy did it.
Everybody knew he was guilty. He got 200 plus years in jail.
203.
Wow.
So. How long did it take for the deliberations to take place before he was declared guilty?
down in like 3 hours.
And did they show in the middle of this trial, did they show like gruesome photos and things like that?
Oh, they did. They found bodies over by the JFK airport, you know, buried under junk. And, you know, they found bodies all over the place. He took them to a few places where he dumped bodies.
So he would just pick up what was his MO? He would pick up a prostitute, have sex with him, and then kill him?
Yeah, he would just, you know, drive around, and he said he, you know, decided he didn't like this one, so he would kill her.
How would he do it?
Mostly by strangulation.
Wow. Now, is the guy still alive, or is he dead?
No, he's still in prison. As far as I know, he's still in prison.
Yeah, I think he's still alive.
Doogie's shaking her head no.
No, it's disgusting. I don't want to be on a jury like that.
I would love it.
Oh, no.
Why wouldn't you want to be on a jury, Doogie?
Do you get paid?
Oh, I was.
Yeah.
Do you stay in a hotel for the whole...
Yeah, but they pay it. It's not much.
I know, but like the... I was thinking about
the... You don't always have to stay in a hotel. I mean, only in a high-profile case.
Something like this.
He wants a question.
Oh, no?
So you would go home and your family would talk to you about it?
Yeah, but, you know, we weren't allowed to talk about the case, you know.
But you
did you talk about it to, like, your wife or whoever?
Of course.
this guy's breaking the law.
Well, I do like how they're like, don't talk to anyone. Of course you're going to go home and talk to your spouse about what happened at the trial.
Don't watch the news and don't read the paper. Yeah, okay.
Right, of course you're going to watch the news, right? How they're covering... Yeah.
No,
Peter, you wouldn't?
I won't watch the news.
Yeah.
Wow.
As this guy's saying this, he could be freeing Joel Rifkin. He could throw out this whole case by you saying this.
Mistrial is declared.
Yes! You can't be saying this stuff that you watch the news and talk to your wife.
Rifkin's going to come out. He's going to search for...
Yeah, look, search for this guy.
Us and this guy, and he's going to be all over. All right, Rich... Thank you. I appreciate it. Yes, Snitz. I could hear Snitz open up his mic.
Or whatever. Yes. There's a picture of Rifkin in court. It looks like he fell asleep or something. Like during the proceedings?
Huh. I just hung up with Rich. I'm sorry.
Oh. That's crazy.
They said he was on Mindhunter, Anthony. Do you know that?
Yeah. The character played him, yeah.
John Douglas. Is that who the...
That's who it's based on. The same guy that... the guy from Silence of the Lambs. The main guy, not...
Anthony Hopkins.
Not Clarice. Not Anthony Hopkins. The main FBI guy was based on him also.
Huh.
John Douglas is a famous FBI profiler. I could think of only two. Cliff, I think his name is, or maybe it's Clint Van Zandt. I don't remember. And the other one is that John Douglas. So anytime, I haven't seen John Douglas in a while.
Oh, it is Clint Van Zandt. I know this guy.
Yeah, dark
either.
Hair. You would recognize him. Isn't it weird how you can just know someone like that for just his TV appearances? Like, he's never been on a show or anything, as far as I know. You might recognize this guy, dude. Let me see if I can. Clint Van Zandt. Here's what he looks like. FBI profiler. You never seen this guy?
Yeah, he's the go-to guy.
Yeah. And then John Douglas.
Here's John Douglas. And then the character that plays him on Mindhunter.
I've never seen that guy.
Oh, that guy was on a lot. But I haven't seen him. Maybe he's dead now. I haven't seen him in a while. Here's another, let's see here. It's another version of him. Anyhow. Mikey in Rochester. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mikey.
Yo, Rover, what's going on?
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, I don't know why we're overlooking this a little bit. If Doogie were to be finding Charlie or Nad's or Dieter's resume in a printer at the job, wouldn't you guys be all over somebody for doing that?
Yes, thanks, Doogie, Mikey. What are you doing printing out a resume at work?
On her for the resume at her current employer.
I swear that happened before on the show. Somebody printed out a resume and Doogie found it. Do you remember this?
No.
Our old producer.
No.
Who? Rob?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I swear Doogie found it. She's like, what the hell are you doing? And he's like, well,
I'm trying to find another job. I hate you, Doogie.
I'm trying to get away from you.
Yeah.
I applied to be in a movie. I auditioned.
You applied to be in a movie? Is that how you get into a movie? You send them your resume?
Well, I went on an audition for...
Oh, I've got to hear about this.
Casting.
Which monster?
One? Casting Couch.
And I've never done anything like this before, so I guess you have to go with a resume. I haven't put a resume together in like 15 years. So I went on an audition and I brought that resume with me.
The one that she tried to print out that jammed the printer and...
I didn't know that's what it was for. It didn't make any sense. I was staring at it. It looked... I don't know why you bring that to a movie.
Why? Was it bad?
Well, it didn't say anything about acting experience.
Because I've never acted before, you dumbass!
You make it up.
No, you don't lie. No. So
why not? Lie.
No. So I...
So you're trying to get into a movie? Like a real movie or a homemade movie?
No, a real movie. I actually tweeted yesterday that if you want to be a movie extra, they're looking for extras. So if you guys want to go to my Twitter. It's a romantic comedy that's filming.
What's it called? The Native something?
Last Summer, I think, is the name.
The Last Summer.
And as Dieter, my fellow actor, knows that when you go on auditions, you can't give a lot of information to what you're doing. But I did audition for a role, and I don't think I'll be getting a call back.
Why not? What happened?
You're pimping out their thing now to try to butter them up?
No, I told her if she said, do you know anyone that wants to be an extra? And I said, well, I can tweet it out, people.
Maybe you, if you're not going to get the acting gig, maybe you could be an extra.
Yeah, she told me, she goes, you suck at acting, so be an extra.
Well, no, what makes you think you could be an actress with no experience?
I've always wanted to try.
I've wanted to go to space, too, but that doesn't make me an astronaut.
But I said, hey, I sent a note, and I said, I think I could do this. And they're like, okay, let's see what you can do.
Wait a second. You sent who a note?
I saw it on the news, the casting agency. I saw it on the news last week. And they said there are speaking roles and extras that are needed. So I emailed them. And
you emailed who?
The casting agency.
Okay.
And I said, I think I could be a fit for these three positions. And
what are the three positions?
I can't say.
Oh, you can't say.
So
why not? It's listed on their Facebook.
Well, then you guys can figure that. I don't want to get in trouble because they asked me not to talk about it.
No, but I mean, if it is listed on Facebook, we're looking for these parts. Why couldn't you?
Who are we talking about?
Couldn't you tell? Well, give me a list of all of the. How many parts are there?
There's a bunch. You're going for Janet. You're going for Claire, Paige, Lila.
Give me one.
Phoebe's mom.
Who's Janet?
Janet, cute 20-something, so that's out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, way out. Okay.
Phoebe's mom, 40 or older, a woman unlucky in love. She's raising her daughter, Phoebe, by herself.
That's you.
She saw that I'm playing myself. Like, I'm going to play himself in 8 Mile. Right. This is what Dujan wanted to do.
Maybe I can get Gia in the movie, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Is there anybody famous in this, douche?
Yeah. They're younger actors that are famous.
Who? Name somebody.
I don't know them. I don't watch TV.
They're so famous, I don't know who they are.
The name.
No.
Dougie also went for the waitress in her 40s. Attractive. This waitress at a bar and grill, right? Because you have serving experience. You said all this, correct? Right?
In her resume?
Oh, I'm sure she did. I can guarantee she's so proud of her. So is her resume
pretty much, I'm a server, I'm a former server, who's raising a child on my own, yes, and I'm in my 40s, just trying to tick off the boxes here?
Yep. Am I right?
And then there's one more.
Let me see. Okay.
Oh, so he's 2 for 2?
Yeah. So I emailed him, like, look, I could do these three.
There's another person, Aaron's mom, 40 or older, an enthusiastic, supportive woman. She's Aaron's mom. She gives her daughter a bunch of tips before her internship interview.
Oh, I might have done that one, too.
Shouldn't
you focus on one douche?
Well, I said, look, I think I could be a fit for any of these. And then there's one more if you see.
I think
you have to focus on one.
There's one for radio. No, I said I could audition for any of these. I'm awesome. The other one was radio, I think.
Oh, radio announcer.
Yeah.
At the Dew Tour Extreme Games, this announcer is blown away by Mason's skateboarding moves.
Oh, my God. Did you see that half pipe?
Oh, you douche.
I'm
Are
so
you
surprised
kidding me?
Did not get this.
You should have a Razzie Award for that right there.
Right. I mean, you of all people are going to be someone who's talking about
the gravity games.
Right. You don't know any of that stuff.
I could do it. Hey, you don't know unless you try. Am I right?
Why do you have this accent of like New York or something? Hey, you don't know.
Are you trying to show your range here?
You talk to me about skateboarding.
Oh.
Well, go get some pizza.
Can I ask you a question? Like, I don't know how movies are made, but...
I don't either.
Obviously. Is it normal that you make a movie like this? I think they're filming now, right? Are they?
No, they're casting. That's what the casting story was about. They're casting for these roles. So,
are they filming here in town?
I believe so.
Yeah, next month.
Yes.
Yeah, they're probably filming parts of it here, I'm sure.
Right, and then the rest don't.
You don't have all these roles filled when you...
They're casting the movie, Rover. They have... The main actors.
I'm just saying,
I think,
some people like real actors.
They do have actors. They have the meat and potatoes. Now
they
they're
want
looking
the local people. The salad. They're just right there. They're cheap.
It's
right.
A lot cheaper.
Yeah, you can just drive to the spot.
Right.
They don't want to bring people in from LA except for the big stars. That's why I was asking, who's the big people coming in? Like,
yeah, who's
Bruce Willis
star?
Was here shooting a movie, and then they co-star everybody else in town.
Who's the big star?
I don't have it pulled up.
But you know.
Somebody from Riverdale, that show Riverdale, the Archie show.
KJ Apa?
I think he plays Archie. I don't know. I've never watched the show.
So I applied for the waitress job. That's what I auditioned for. And I think I bombed it.
We have
it.
The script. We can.
No.
It says principal photography starts April 23rd. That was 4 days ago.
Oh, yeah.
That's photography.
Nobody called you.
That's shooting the movie, you clown.
Oh. But they could be shooting in L.A., right? They're shooting already, and now they're the parts of the scripts that they need that they're filming for a few weeks here, they're looking for local people to cut down on expenses. So they're already starting with the main actors.
Oh, man. Could you imagine if they put her in this movie?
They won't. How I won't get a call back.
She would choke. She would choke in 2 seconds.
I did
I know
suck.
Her. You get these cameras on her. She's all outgoing
and
blah, 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 until you put a camera on her. Then she chokes.
Yeah, we tried to be on a reality show, Doogie and I, and total bomb. Total just
because of her?
The camera.
Once we were talking to the producers, she was on fire. Great.
Yeah.
Huge personality. And then we get into a hotel room, and they put us in a casting couch thing. They just have a camera on a tripod. It's me and Doogie, and we have to talk. Just nothing. I'm getting nothing back from her. It's just... They're like, oh, we'll definitely call you, and they never did.
What happened, dude?
The reality show that I did when I lived in L.A., Burnham and Murray, the ones that do Real World, they do everything. Anyway, they had a reality show that I went out on audition for. Same thing of Charlie said. I crushed all of it. And then I get to the finals, and the producers pull me outside. They're like, who are you? What is your problem? Like, you did so well. When you get in front of the camera, you're freezing. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, I don't know.
Wait, do you laugh or you just shut down?
Well, what it is you look into the camera and then...
Oh, you can't do that.
I could talk to anybody.
Is there a tape of this?
No. So they...
they destroyed it.
Place caught on fire.
Jeffrey, you're hovering. What is it?
I mean, that's kind of like me. The only reason why I'm involved in doing professional wrestling is because I wanted to see if I can actually do it. Doesn't mean I'm going to get to the WWE.
It doesn't matter.
So, but it doesn't matter what you guys think. I'm just trying out to see if I can do it. And if I'm not that good at it. But
so
I'm
wore a half apron. I had my waitress pad. I walked in with food, and they thought I was delivering. They're like, can we help you? I walked in with a bag of food, because I'm a waitress.
Oh, that's how you showed up to the audition?
I showed up in character.
Oh, boy.
What kind of food?
Applebee's. I ordered Applebee's, because I used to work at Applebee's. And I walked in, and they're like, oh, did somebody order food? And I'm like,
oh, how'd you not get the job then?
Well, I didn't get, I was terrible. I'm telling you.
But that you
was
don't a good know audition. Whether you've gotten
sounds,
it or not.
That sounds actually pretty good. You showed up like that.
And I
then
told
tricked
them.
Everybody.
Should she come in the room normal and then go, I'll be right back, I'm going to go change, then come back in with all the stuff and
no.
shows
no,
you?
No, it's
okay.
good that she tricked everybody and
she
everybody
didn't get
thought,
it?
Well, yeah.
Well, she doesn't even know if she got it.
They haven't done a callback. They would have called back.
That's
okay.
why she tweeted out whatever she tweeted was exactly to kind of
suck
butter
up
them.
To them.
Yes.
Butter.
Ray, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ray.
Hey, morning, guys. How's everybody doing today?
Hey.
Well, here's the deal. I'm not always the biggest Doogie fan, but you guys are all knocking her. She's chasing this dream or whatever. And all you have to do is project yourself where you want to be, and you can do anything you want. Look at you, Rover. You projected yourself where you wanted to be. You lied on a resume. Then you went and bought a yacht. I mean,
that's
anybody
true.
Could do anything. So
he's right.
If she wants to be in this movie, she can get there. And I would like to see her actually land this role, crush it, and then you guys all eat crow afterwards for mocking her. And
thank
then she
you.
Can go back yeah. to messing Dude, up.
She could be the next Christina Ricci with a giant forehead. It's about the same size. Have you ever seen her forehead? Christina Ricci.
She was just on an episode of Grey's Anatomy yesterday. Her hands inside of a body that she's holding a bomb, and she has awesome bangs. She's a paramedic in this role, and she has awesome bangs.
You're covering her huge forehead.
Yes, it looks so good.
That's what people do with huge foreheads.
Here's Christina Ricci with bangs.
Yeah, oh, covering she looks great.
Her huge forehead. Here's Christina Ricci without bangs. Yeah. Or how about this one? There she is with no makeup and a gigantic.
Her hair's pulled back, so it shows that.
Yeah, just the way that you wear yours. Well, good luck to you, Doogie.
And I have to say that I did this for my daughter because I probably two or three times I almost canceled. Like, screw it. I'm not doing it. I can't do this. I'm so nervous.
But why would you sign up for it and then cancel?
Because I got really nervous. And then I'm like, just go. And then what are you going to teach her if you're... You got to try. At least try it. I walked out
Don't
of
Don't give up so easily.
Yeah.
Right,
who
Dash?
Does that,
that
right?
Puppy?
Oh, God.
We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory.
Yes.
Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Snitzer went to school with hopes of one day directing feature films.
That's not it, man.
Now look at him. He's directing fecal films.
Yes. I'm salivating. Get all over the board here. Sorry.
Rover's Morning Glory.
The Shizzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
We didn't really get to any of the news last hour, so I have a whole newscast that I can do for you. And one of the things that I told you can eat... That will improve stress, mood, memory, and immunity. What is it? I'll have it for you next.
Vagina.
Duh.
Did you see the look she gave me? What? Reduces stress, increases productivity.
Yeah, it's a superfood. I'm so mad.
What? Why are you... What? What is she... What?
She
what?
Thinks you can't... Say that.
Why not?
It's just a little extreme, isn't it?
He knows the rules.
That's right. I'm well versed in FCC guidelines, Doogie. So you don't think you're going to get this movie role?
No.
When are you going to find out, or will you even find out? I mean, they probably just won't. They're not going to call back everyone who doesn't get it.
Probably not. I'm guessing not. If I don't hear from them, I'll know I didn't get it.
You think?
When the movie comes out, she'll know.
I almost joked. I almost joked at that comment. Okay. Wow, dude, she really deduced that, did you? You got that one figured all out. When I don't hear from them, I know. Okay. All right. So how do they do it? You go into the room, are you reading lines?
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect. I'd never done this.
You've never seen this on TV before? Like an audition?
I didn't know who I'd
called a screen test.
Okay. I didn't know who I'd be meeting. I didn't know what to do. That's why I showed up as in character as a waitress. That's why I brought the food. So then I met with the casting agent, the owner of the company, and she did the lines with me all on film. We did a run through and we did it on film. And then thank you for your time. And then I walked out.
You didn't meet with anyone else?
Like no.
The directors,
no,
the producers, no one? Were they there?
There were people there. In another room, and they were talking about stuff, and it was, I was, that's why I was like, I'm just going to walk out. I can't do this. I was sitting there waiting. I'm like, I'm just going to leave.
So she's not explaining it real well. So you're sitting in there and what?
I'm sitting in a room and I can hear them having a meeting in another room.
About what?
About the situation and who has done their auditions.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, my heart sank and I just start sweating. I'm like, I can't do this. I can't do it. So I almost got up and walked out. And then I'm like, just chill out. Take a breather. Just do it. And then.
So they didn't bring you into the room with all of the.
No, I don't think they waste their time with those people.
Uh-huh.
I think what they do is they do this screen test.
Mm-hmm.
And then they watch. And if it's worth passing on to them, I'm guessing.
So you didn't get passed on.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I don't think that they're just going to do a screen test. And then, I mean, you're in the building. The producer, director, whoever, they're in the building. I don't think they're going to go, oh, let's pass this tape. If they thought you had anything, they would have sent you right into that other room.
I don't know how it works. And they might be doing other stuff. Like, I don't know how that. And it's such a small skosh of a role,
mm-hmm.
that they trust the casting director. She does stuff, a lot of stuff. They trust her.
So how did you do it? Is she sitting behind a table?
She's behind the camera, and she goes, action. And I go, what do I do?
And she goes, you know the lines, like, beforehand?
Yeah, well, I did, and then I forgot them.
Oh, God. So right then, they're like...
out.
Next.
Yeah.
How'd you get the lines?
Well, they forward them to me.
Okay, so you email them first.
Yeah, so they sent them to me, and they're like, okay, these are the lines.
Are they reading with you?
So she then said, okay, this is when you do this, and then she read with me. And
there's
so,
7 lines that it says on this thing. 2 scenes she would be in,
mm-hmm.
for the waitress.
Can you do some of the lines?
No.
You can't?
No.
Is it just like, can I take your order lines, or is it more involved than that?
It's more involved.
Waitress in her 40s, attractive. This waitress at a bar and grill mistakes Chad and Reese, who are wearing suits and ties, for young stock traders and doesn't card them at happy hour. She's charmed by them and introduces them to Claire and Janet. Right?
Yes. So there are lines that go along with that, which is public record, right? That's what you found on their Facebook. Yeah. Okay.
Off Facebook.
Can Jeffrey do the lines with Doogie?
Well, no, that'd be good. Let's wait.
He's the stockbroker.
We'll wait and then we can do it. Which I did work at. Remember, I worked at a place called Ceres Cafe at the Chicago Board of Trade. I worked at where all the stockbrokers go.
I love how when we went to Chicago, Doogie said, I'm going to try and get you guys onto the Chicago Board of Trade.
I could have done that. You guys had
no
interest.
They actually closed the Chicago Board of Trade floor years ago.
Oh.
Yeah. Did they?
Yes.
That's why we never got there. It was closed.
Did they?
Yes.
I don't know if I really wanted to go.
It's pretty cool. It's overwhelming.
I actually didn't know it existed until you kept mentioning it. I thought there was just a New York Stock Exchange and then
a Chicago. Are you sure?
I didn't know there was a Chicago one at all.
Yeah. I worked in their building as a waitress. It was overwhelming to be in there. Like all these traders, holy Christ, screaming and yelling, and it was crazy.
There's a whole article. Closing time. Stories from Chicago's famed trading floor.
I'll be damned. Look at that.
And it's
what
when
year?
Did they close?
With many of the futures pits going dark next month, this article is from, I don't know. I don't know.
Are you sure? So it is closed for sure?
Yes.
Well, I wonder how my friends Cafe is doing, if it's Ceres Cafe, and they
probably not too well.
Sorry, Eric.
Luigi.
God, Jeffrey, yes.
Yeah, speaking of the Chicago Stock Exchange, there was a scene in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. They actually showed that where they were sitting right above it, and it's the part where Ferris asks Sloan if you want to get married, and you know they were talking about that, you know, and that's the scene.
Okay. All right, Doogie. Are you ready for...
I don't remember that scene.
I don't remember that scene either.
So I'm just saying. Anyone else remember that scene?
The stock scene.
There's so many quick cuts. Is that one of the parts where he was like...
Wait, I know he does the parade. He does the restaurant with the sausage guy.
I still remember going,
sent the board a trade, and he does what? What did Jennifer say?
He gets married there. To marry him.
No, they were sitting in an area above it, above all what was going on, you know, and then they were having this, this kind of discussion, and Cameron, Ferris's best friend, says, he talks about his parents being married and them hating each other. He says, it's like that car. He loves the car, hates his wife.
What does it have to do with the board of trade?
Because I'm saying, because Ferris Bueller's Day Off was mostly filmed in Chicago.
So it has nothing to do with the Chicago Board of Trade.
Wait, are they ever at the Board of Trade?
Oh, yeah, they are there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anthony, I've seen that movie. Dougie, I've seen that movie dozens and dozens of times.
If Anthony wouldn't have said that, he just saved your ass. Jeffrey was like, I don't know.
Well, thanks, Anthony. I appreciate it. But anyways, I've seen that movie dozens of times.
And you love the principal from that movie, right?
Oh, Jeffrey Jones is funny as hell.
He's a child toucher.
Yeah. Well, this is before we found out he was a child toucher, so.
Here's it's just a still image from that. They're like in a little room above it.
Fake. That looks fake.
No, that chick was hot, wasn't she?
What do you mean that looks fake?
It's just because how...
Oh, green screen. Yeah.
What do you mean that looks fake? That's a window, you idiot.
Around Ferris's shoulders, you're saying it looks like... almost photoshopped around him.
What?
Does he look like he's almost superimposed right there? Just in that photo.
You don't have the graphic design eye, Rover. That's fake.
Yeah, you're right. Instead of actually just shooting it on location, they decided, let's spend quadruple the money, 10 times the money, and involve visual effects.
Green screen, boom!
Okay.
I could be in the film industry.
Okay, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yes.
Here we go.
Here to shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Mike Pompeo is your new Secretary of State. The Senate voted yesterday 52-47, largely along party lines, to add him to the cabinet. So Pompeo has pledged to rebuild a department that has seen significant thinning of its ranks due to...
What's
that word?
Due to what?
I don't know. Attrition? ATTRITION. What is that?
Well, they do. See, if you don't know the meaning of a word, you just look it up, right?
Yeah.
Or you don't read it. Like, when you're reading one of these news stories, if you come across a word that you don't know.
Sure.
Now, I know that we did try to explain to Dougie how you can actually Google search a word. I'm doing it right here. You see that?
What is attrition?
You don't even need to go to a website. You just go like that. There
what does it
is.
Mean?
Rover, you don't even need to click it. If you start typing it in at the top up there, you can actually see now that it says it without even clicking.
What does it mean?
Start typing it in up top. You can actually see it. See it pop up right there.
Uh-huh.
You don't even have to do anything. It's actually right there up top in blue.
And it auto-completes.
Yes.
Okay, so wearing down. Like, you guys are my attrition. You're wearing me down.
Oh, all right, move on.
The 2018 U.S. Winter Olympic and Paralympic teams are going to be at the White House today. This morning they're going to visit, but they're going to pose for pictures with the president, and it'll be a little bit smaller than the delegations that competed in South Korea. A lot of the big names are not going to go. They'll be missing. So, but some of the Winter Olympians, the athletes, will visit the White House today. All right, what can you eat that will, according to new studies, improve stress, mood, memory, and immunity? Dark chocolate. Dark chocolate has always gotten a really good...
I hate dark chocolate.
It's terrible.
It's really bad.
It's got to be the high, the 70% or higher as far as the cocoa and as far as the darkness of it. No sugar.
So bitter. It's gross.
Is there a difference between dark and regular chocolate? Like, you can tell the difference?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. You ever baked?
Taste-wise?
Well, yeah, baker's chocolate. No.
Well, we used to get chocolate-covered bananas in school, and we'd be excited as hell because, like, it's like candy.
Yeah.
Baker's chocolate.
Oh.
It's disgusting.
That's disgusting. But dark chocolate, like, the hardcore...
It's bitter. It's not good.
The 70% or higher, which that's what the element's in there that's healthy.
Dieter's giving up dark chocolate for Lent next year.
I ate 12 of them on Monday.
Off on Tuesday.
That's pretty funny. The jury in Bill Cosby's retrial found him guilty of aggravated assault yesterday after about 12 hours of deliberation. So what's next? The judge in the case, Stephen O'Neill, allowed the comedian, who had already posted the $1 million bond, He's free on bail until his sentencing, but the judge said he must remain in Pennsylvania until then. A sentencing date has not been announced. So apparently it's supposed to be within 90 days of conviction. But if all the parties agree it happens after that, then they say it's fine. That's according to a defense lawyer. And they also said that the next legal battle will be at sentencing. If Cosby is sentenced to prison, he'd go directly behind bars. However, some expect his lawyers to argue that he should be out on bond during the appeal. So such a request is usually not granted. So we're waiting to see what's going to happen with that.
Charlie, will you do me a favor?
Yes.
You have that Facebook post of the movie thing, that they're
or
whatever? Okay. Will you contact the casting agency and see if they'll do us a solid and provide us the video of Doogie's screen test?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Let's just get that. I mean, let's not forget talking about it.
Why
let's just get it.
Why would you do that on air, though? Why wouldn't you do that off the air so that...
He is. He's doing it off the air. He's contacting...
No, but you said it on air.
He's reaching out.
Hey, what's wrong with this? What's wrong? Why not?
Do you have... Call him right now, then, because listeners are going to call.
Somebody on Twitter also said we should interview the person who gets that role.
Oh, when it comes out. Job.
No, I would crush them.
Doogie can't actually book an interview, so we know that's not going to happen.
Hire a producer, and then they'll have interviews.
Yeah, can we get a casting agent to replace Doogie? Hire as a producer? Okay, go on.
Tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern on Fox and ESPN, we're going to have the second and third rounds of the NFL draft. So you can see all of the first round picks on the NFL's draft tracker. So, all you hardcore fans, if you're excited about, does this matter what happens tonight? No.
Oh, if people watch, you can look it up. I mean.
Okay. So, what movie is Jeffrey going to see this weekend? I'm guessing it's Avengers Infinity War.
This actually looks good. Yeah. I saw the trailer. I mean, they put everybody in it. It was so smart.
I'm sure the plot is going to be fantastic, right?
Well, just them all fighting, this big giant.
Well,
it should break the record. It's going to break 250 million.
Last night's previews of the movie netted the Marvel franchise around $45 million already.
All right. So
that's
is that what you want to go see, Jeffrey?
Yeah, I've seen the trailer enough times. I just want to see what all the buzz is about.
So they're expecting by Monday that Infinity War will very likely make a worldwide debut of more than $500 million. That's insane.
Oh, yeah.
In one weekend. Worldwide. More than $500 million.
Maybe you can audition for the sequel.
Dude, I would totally. Totally. What else do you want to know?
He never did his movie from last week, Rover, that the sequel to something. What the hell did you see, Jeffrey?
We've all been dying for it, obviously.
Clearly.
Super Troopers 2.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see Super Troopers 1?
I saw that in reverse. I saw them in reverse order, but I get the gist.
You saw 2, then went home and watched 1.
So at least I saw both of them.
And finally,
in reverse order.
The last story about a movie.
That's the way to do it.
Oh,
usually.
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
A Quiet Place, you know the movie that you guys all
That was good.
Liked?
Loved it.
Okay, well, Paramount Pictures is already working on a sequel to A Quiet Place. They have confirmed this. They say that they're thrilled to say that they're already working on this. And no other details around this, but they said that director and star John Krasinski, who I love...
What do you know him from?
I know him from an older movie.
What?
I never watched The Office.
Yeah, that's the thing. Everybody knows him from The Office.
Right.
What do you know him from? That whale movie he was in?
No, I know him from two romantic comedies.
Give me one.
One is with Kate Hudson, and I can't remember the name of it. But it's a romantic comedy.
I don't even know the name.
And the other one is...
Something Borrowed.
Something Borrowed.
Never
great
seen it.
Romantic comedy movie.
I,
and then the other one is from... it's
has
top
15% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I love that movie.
It's a classic.
Great romantic comedy.
And the other one is it's called It's Complicated. That's with Meryl Streep and Alec Baldwin. That's a great movie as well.
Okay.
There you go. That's the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Got something to say? Call the show. 1-866-YO-ROVER. That's 1-866-967-6837.
Charlie, that should really be your life mission to get a hold of that video. How awkward do you think she is in that audition tape?
Oh, I'm terrible.
She's got to laugh. Don't you think she breaks and she's like...
Snort. $50. Hold on. I'm putting $50 on. Anyone can take this bet. $50. Did she use the line, "Oh, I think I just peed a little"?
Ooh, on tape?
Yes, like beforehand.
Oh, to make her laugh.
She gets all nervous. Yeah. And, oh, what do I do? Oh. She hunches over with that fake laugh, like she's so embarrassed. Oh, ooh. And then she grabs her crotch. Ooh, I think I just peed.
After I know she did. When she's walking out, "Oh, I was so nervous. I think I peed a little. I have to poop now." But on film, I just think she cracks up.
No, I think right out of the gate,
she mentions
pee or poop. Definitely pee. You don't think so? Anyone else?
No way.
All right, so you'll take me on that $50
bet? No, I'm not going to. No, because I don't know what
you're not that confident about
like.
It. Does anyone want to take me on that bet?
It's too tough. It's too tough to say because, again, she said she was so nervous that she might not.
That's why I know her. This is how she acts when she's nervous. When she's nervous, she acts all what she thinks is like cool. Like, it's the same attitude like when she talks about booking Roverfest and she's like, "It's like happy, fun festival music." Like, that's how when she's nervous, she's like, oh, I'm going to like. She gets so obnoxious.
But on film, she would do that? When they're rolling, she's going to start doing that. I can't believe it.
Yes.
To get them to smile, to loosen up. I mean, it'd be tough for her to go in an awkward position without mentioning pee or poop.
You think that she just didn't say anything when they go, "Okay, action"?
No, and she goes, I forgot my lines. And then she has to go into it. Then she's got to take it serious. And she goes through the lines.
You don't think during that whole that she's hunching over? You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
She's bending over at the waist.
I know.
She grabs her crotch
of
her size 52 pants that she's wearing.
Yeah, what did you wear to this?
I wore black pants.
Jeans?
I don't know.
How do you
black
not
pants.
Know what you
I don't
wore.
Know what. No, I'm saying
what,
I know
something
what I
you'd
what,
plan.
Is this a Jeffrey story?
It no, just I don't know what the advance. Fabric is. It wasn't jeans. It was like,
slacks.
But it wasn't dress. It wasn't dressy.
Capris?
No, I don't. No.
Was it a mini skirt?
No, I wore black pants.
Okay.
A black button-down shirt.
Flowy? Way too big?
Tucked in.
Yeah.
And then I wore a half apron with my
what color apron?
Pad black. And then my notebook pad or like my server thing that when you write the order.
Yeah, down. What color was the apron?
Black. Everything was black. And then my server pad was sparkly pink.
Did you go in a room with everybody else doing that role? Like, are you in a waiting room with everybody waiting for that?
They gave you different times. So people
okay, you,
were
you didn't
scheduled.
See anybody else.
No.
That's normally not how they do it. I mean, normally for this kind of thing, you're going to have everyone lined up in there.
Yeah, the same room and see if they were dressed like Doogie.
Yes, that's exactly what I was expecting. So I was freaking out. And I'm like, where's everybody at?
But no.
I was nervous.
It's just Doogie.
Yeah, you've got to get this. I say she mentions pee or poop within.
Rover, there's no way.
Within 15 seconds of the camera rolling. 15 seconds, Dieter.
I want to take the bet, but I don't have 50. I don't have 50 bucks.
No, yeah. It's not that you don't have $50. It's that you don't have faith that she didn't do it.
I
know her.
She can't be that dumb, Rover.
I know her.
I know her, too.
You listen to her news every day. How can you be the one saying she's not that dumb?
Just in a movie role, she would take it serious.
No.
Somebody was just here. A client came down the hallway, and Doogie brought it up just 2 days ago.
What did she say?
She's like, "Oh, sorry about the hallway. That's Jeffrey's underwear in there."
Oh, yeah.
And then
it
she's
was
like,
somebody very prim and proper. And they're like looking at the underwear. I'm like, "Apologize for the poop stained underwear."
And then she's like, "Speaking of that," she's
I
like, "I
did
that,
you lied."
Did
like,
she?
Yes. And I go, "Why did you say that?"
So, how could you ever bet against me? How could you ever bet against me on this?
So that was here and she was on. I just can't see her by herself. She doesn't know anybody there. She wouldn't say that. She wouldn't.
She didn't know this person coming down the hallway.
But the sales
this is
guy
how she
was
reacts
her.
When she is nervous.
But the sales guy was there. She had to put a show on. I was there. She wanted to be funny. And this guy did. The sales client did laugh. He's like, "Oh, you're so funny. You got to poop."
She's putting a show on for the casting director.
I just thought.
Well, be, try to get that.
I've sent emails and phone calls have been made.
Okay. Thank you. We're going to have a screening party. We should probably just rent out a big movie theater, right? And show this on the screen. It's probably only 30 seconds long.
Yeah, it'll
but
be good.
We could have a little party beforehand, serve
beer. Get a projector
beer.
And just show it on Doogie's forehead.
All right, now you're crossing a line. This is too personal.
All right, let me take a break. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Getting to number one is easy. Just be the best goddamn radio show on earth. Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
JM sent me an email and wants to know. I was curious to know everyone's opinion on what people are calling the Apu controversy. He's been a character on The Simpsons for over 25 years and has always been voiced by Hank Azaria. A documentary was recently made on the subject. It's called The Problem with Apu. There are a lot of details I'm leaving out, but long story short, the Indian filmmaker deems Apu racially insensitive. Hank Azaria said in an interview that the problem won't be solved until the Simpsons creators hire an Indian-American writer to rewrite the character.
You have a video of Hank talking about it. It is in...
I think it's from yesterday or the day before.
Yesterday's
right?
folder, Late Show with Stephen Colbert. He's on there, and he talks about what Simpsons should do.
This guy says, what are your thoughts on all of this? Does this mean that writers can no longer write any characters that are of a different race? Does it matter what the subject is, comedy, drama, etc.? Yeah, in order to be politically correct, if you're going to write a movie and there is, let's say there's a Filipino person in your movie, do you then have to have a Filipino writer come in and write that person's lines?
You could see where they're going with that, though, right?
Well, I don't know. I'm really stunned by how sensitive people are over everything. I thought that we were kind of getting tougher as a society, and I thought that we were getting a thicker skin, like everything we've seen and experienced, right? Throughout life and these times, I thought we were getting tougher. But the opposite is actually true. We're actually getting more sensitive. Here is Hank Azaria on The Late Show talking about this.
What do you think should happen with the character going forward?
Yeah, I've given this a lot of thought, really a lot of thought. And as I said,
only because people keep asking me about it, he wouldn't have thought twice about this, right? No one would have. But now they've seen what happens when you're in the hot seat for the hashtag Me Too or anything else. You can't take a chance. You have to immediately say, oh, I see people's point.
And as I say, my eyes have been opened. And I think the most important thing is we have to listen to South Asian people, Indian people in this country, when they talk about what they feel and how they think about this character and what their American experience of it has been. And as you know, in television terms, listening to voices means inclusion in the writer's room. I really want to see Indian, South Asian writers in the room, not in a token way, but genuinely informing whatever new direction this character may take, including how it is voiced or not voiced. You know, I'm perfectly willing and happy to step aside or help transition it into something new. I really hope that's what The Simpsons does. And it just, it not only makes sense, but it just feels like the right thing to do to me.
So he does the Indian accent when he voices it. Are people saying he's horrible because he's doing a stereotypical Indian accent?
It's the Quickie Mart guy, right?
That's right.
Hello. Welcome.
Well, I think the argument is that Indian people, people almost use a poo as a slur and everything, and they assume that they always own convenience stores and everything because of this character.
Well, there are quite a few that own...
That's look, my point. I think it's based off of...
Stereotypes are usually based on fact,
it's
right?
Based on that lots of convenience store owners are Indian, right?
Anytime I go into a store, anytime... I'd say 90%, 99%. It's usually somebody from...
So I think you can get rid of the character all you want, but I think people are still going to make the same jokes, yeah. Right?
It's the chicken or the egg. It's not that the character made that into a stereotype of Indian people. The character was created because that is a stereotype of Indian people. They own a bunch of convenience stores.
And he's not really like... He's not a bad guy in the show. Like, he's not... He's a smart businessman. He's a business owner in the show. I don't watch it enough to know, but, like, do they ever portray him as stupid or anything? Or as dumb?
I haven't watched The Simpsons in...
Because there are successful characters on the show that are, you know, millionaires and are the mayor. Like, why does... They're upset that he's an owner of a convenience store.
And he's not Mr. Burns.
He's, like, marginalized almost.
But here's the thing, and I don't watch The Simpsons. I don't think I've ever watched an entire episode of The Simpsons. Aren't they having
It's almost hard to believe.
No, I swear to God, I have zero interest in it. But isn't this
Sunday... She
won't
get most of the jokes, that's why.
No. Isn't this Sunday where they will be doing their 30th year?
It's the longest running, comedy, they call it? Mm-hmm. Comedy cartoon?
Like a huge episode. Everyone's talking about the fact that this is going to break records on Sunday, their episode. So how long has he been playing this character and why now?
30 years.
Has he been on the show for 30 years?
Simpsons came on right after I graduated from high school, and I didn't see anything wrong with the character, largely because at that time, political correctness was not out there as it is now. Okay. People had much thicker skin back then compared to the way things are now because of all the changes in our world and everyone now has to step on eggshells.
This Sunday, The Simpsons will air its 636th episode. That's one more than the classic show Gunsmoke had. 9 years ago, The Simpsons became the longest-running scripted series in U.S. TV history when it passed Gunsmoke's 20 seasons. So, I mean, if he's been this character for 635 episodes...
Oh, I didn't realize he makes this much money.
Oh, yeah.
Off this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
How much does he make?
$300,000 per episode.
What?
Just for this little character.
Well, no, I think he does more than one character.
Oh, where else? What else does he do?
I thought
it was just that guy.
Homer? Smithers?
Does he do Homer?
No, that's Dan Castellano.
Okay.
But he makes $70 million net worth just from this damn cartoon.
Yeah.
And wow. If he really felt that bad about Indian people, he'd be like...
Yeah, what took you 30 years?
Yeah. Why did you quit and go, oh, no, I feel bad, or give the money back? No.
Yeah, I don't think he believes it's really that bad. I mean, it is...
It's a comedy.
You're right. It is comedy.
I've got a guy down here who can talk about this maybe a little bit, his personal experience. Neil the sales guy.
Oh, Neil the sales guy. He hasn't been on in a while.
Do you want him to come in?
Sure. Come on. Sit in the couch of tears. He's I think, Indian, right? Is he from India?
He better be.
If you're saying that, Rover.
He better be from India.
Yo, man.
Good morning. You'll remember, I was just thinking of him, as a matter of fact, because do you remember he went to that Pokemon Festival in
Pokemon
Chicago?
Pokemon Go Festival.
I'll never forget that.
And it was filled with, I think, 20,000 nerds were there.
And Neil.
Yeah.
Right, he's a dork, not a nerd. Yeah. I'm just messing with you, Neil. But there was some lawsuit involved with that because remember the whole thing, I think their network didn't work, so you couldn't actually play Pokemon while you were at the Pokemon place.
Yeah.
The networks became overloaded and there was a lawsuit and I think millions of dollars were paid back. Did you get any money? Were you a part of that lawsuit?
I didn't get any money.
You haven't
no.
seen any?
I got a refund for my Pokecoins and I got
How
some
many?
Sort of legend. I got to like... I don't know, 10 Pokecoins back or something.
Nice.
I don't even
nice.
Know.
Okay. All right. So you're Indian?
I am half Indian.
Okay.
Yes.
Half Indian. So what's the other half?
Caucasian. Mom's German, Irish.
Okay. So your dad is Indian. What do you think of Apu from The Simpsons?
I think he's funny, one-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
Is
it offensive to you?
Apu itself is not offensive to me.
Mm-hmm.
However, XYZ person first meeting me or somebody may say like, thank you, come again. Like little thing.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's how people take it. It's like, because I'm a person, I see Apu on the India or on the Simpsons, automatically I think like, well, this is what all Indian people are. You know, Indian people are either doctors, IT, lawyers, or they were on the quickie mark. Like, mm-hmm. And so I think the conversation is more around how Apu has shaped a stereotype of Indians.
Would it be offensive if, like you said, there is a stereotype? First of all, every friggin' doctor you go to is Indian these days, okay? What does your dad do?
He's a cardiologist.
Okay.
Doctor.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Okay. All right. So if Apu was a doctor, would it be offensive then?
Not necessarily.
So it's just that he's the quickie mart guy that's what makes it offensive.
It's that overall in pop culture as a whole, there's a lack of representation of everybody that is Indian.
Mm-hmm.
A majority of Indians in America are doctors? No, but every doctor you know may be Indian. There's a difference there.
Wait, say that again. Are the majority of Indians doctors? No.
Are the majority?
But the majority of doctors are Indian.
Yeah,
I would say that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So there's a difference, and Apu has shaped.
There are Indian sales guys at radio stations.
Correct. There are Indian sales guys.
Right.
I don't know if that helps and makes sense. It can be offensive if somebody.
Does your dad have the full on Apu accent?
I don't remember. I haven't talked to him in like 20 years
really?
So.
Oh.
Yeah.
What happened? Why not? Is he still alive? I mean, is he around?
I don't know. If he wants to call in, let's say.
Wait, is he here or?
He is back in India. So my mom and my dad got a divorce and he decided not to pay any child support for like a bunch of random kids that he has across the country.
Oh, okay? Stereotype now.
So
I had a bad joke there that I could have made, but okay. So, and it wasn't about Indian people. All right. So he had a bunch of kids. He goes back to India and he's like, well, who wants to pay child support? I'll just move back to India. Right.
It's a little bit more multifaceted than that. He lost his medical license, or this is a story that I heard. He lost his medical license because he was prescribing painkillers to himself.
Oh, to himself.
Not only could he not pay the child support because he lost his medical license in the state,
yeah,
he moved back to India in order to practice medicine.
So he can still practice over there. They probably have looser standards. I am amazed. I mean, I don't know much about India, but every doctor that I see is Indian, and they all like went to medical school. Some of them went to medical school there too.
Filipino?
My stepdad is Filipino. He went to medical school in Indonesia, actually.
Wasn't that a way for them to get to the United States?
What kind of medical schools could they have over there? Like, maybe India does have big cities and stuff like that, but I don't know, man. I just don't know if I...
It can't be like the schools here. Right?
They're pooping in the streets, Dieter. You tell me.
Yeah. And then they wash.
I mean, not to be, you know, sorry, Neil, but I'm just saying. I mean.
Well, I guess that's the bigger conversation. Sorry, Neil. I've never been to India.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not there.
But he still poops in the street, though. Even though he's never been to India.
Traditions.
Yeah.
Never die.
It's to start a dialogue of how do we incorporate persons of color into bigger roles. How do we give all people, race, color, creed, men, women, that usually It's
we could put you as our phone screener and increase the profile of persons with color.
Right.
You'll show up every day.
Indian phone screener?
Yeah. But Neil, would you rather that
it's not breaking any stereotype? Yeah.
No, no, a call before. Center worker from India. Hello, my name is Frank. How may I help you? Right. Sure, your name's Frank. Yeah.
Would you rather there's no Indians on The Simpsons? Would that be better if there's just nobody? Or do you like that there's at least one person on there?
I would rather see Apu get a different character arc. And I haven't watched The Simpsons in years. I'd rather see Apu not just be the quickie mark. I know that there was an episode early in Simpsons when he tried to bring his wife over or something. I don't remember the details exactly. But let's flesh out the character a little bit more. Let's make it like, who is Apu? You know, okay, he owns a quickie mark, but what's the motivations behind it? Where is his character going? You know, it's not just like... He's just a side piece in the Indian.
Are you Dan. Bothered that Hank... Well, I'm just wondering, a white guy is the voice of Apu. Is that...
Instead of an actual Indian guy with an accent?
Sure.
Okay. Does that bother you?
Ooh, it does, doesn't it?
Not that exactly. It's an animated show. Who cares about the animated show? Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen the movie Short Circuit?
You have a good cartoon voice.
Short Circuit, yeah.
You couldn't actually play Apu, but maybe like Lisa Simpson, perhaps. Yeah. Short Circuit.
Short Circuit. There's a doctor in the movie. He creates Short Circuit, okay? It's a white guy, and he just has caked on this Indian makeup. And he's doing a caricature of... what an Indian scientist would be.
That guy wasn't like, Indian?
No, he's not.
I haven't seen it since whenever, the 90s or whatever, but...
Well,
it's obvious, yeah.
So he's not Indian, he just caked on almost brown face, I guess you would call it.
Right, and we have enough diversity in this country that there shouldn't be a stark white guy playing... An Indian.
Who would have
part.
Known? All of us whiteys were actually fooled by this
Fisher
guy.
Fisher Stevens.
Who is it?
Fisher Stevens.
I don't know who that is.
Now that...
We're waiting. We're waiting.
Yeah. Oh, what am I going to tell you who he is? He's
some
an actor.
More information.
Hello?
Oh,
jeez.
He's on the phone. Yes, Fisher.
Yes, Fisher. Hello. Dan, you're on Rover's More to Glory. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, I was just calling to say, what about the Italian pizza guy, the Italian mobster, and groundskeeper Willie?
In The Simpsons?
So
you're saying Italian people should be upset that there's the Italian guy's a mobster in The Simpsons?
I mean, I think nobody should be upset over a cartoon that's.
But the argument for that is there's other white people in that show that are successful and they're not just stereotyped. There's only one Indian guy on The Simpsons, and he owns the Quickie Mart.
Dan says also a comic book store owner is a fat nerd. So, you know, how come it's not a beautiful
that's true,
person?
Though. That's what happens.
Like, why not?
You ever walk in one of those?
No, I'm not a fat nerd, dear. Of course not.
And think about it, a girl's playing Bart Simpson. That should piss off all the men out there.
Well, is that right? Max?
Good question.
Right, no, that pisses me off. When I was a kid, I found out Bart was played by a woman. I think I'm like, I can't watch this show anymore. Bart was my favorite character, and then a woman's voicing him.
That upset you?
That pissed me off. I go, I'm done with this show, man. So I feel you, Neil. We're in the same boat.
Well, as a Christian, Dieter, Ned Flanders, he's an over-Christian. He's really into God and Jesus and stuff like that. If you found out the voice actor... wasn't religious, would you have a problem with
an
that?
Atheist.
Yes. I wouldn't watch it. I'm with Neil.
All right. So Neil doesn't like Apu, doesn't like the stereotype, and doesn't know his father. I think maybe we touched upon that the last time he was in. I don't remember. Yeah. It's been a while since he was in here talking about his... are you still playing Pokemon Go?
I have not played since Chicago.
Really? What are
you?
Oh, you gave it up after that.
Cold turkey.
If you're going to have this event... I don't remember how much it cost. I think it was maybe $20 a ticket, and they ended up selling for $400 or $500 on eBay after that. 20,000 people, and you can't get it together in that instance. It's 20,000 people are gonna there. You didn't think to invest in more servers. You didn't think to. It's outrageous to me.
So, what are you playing now?
Candy Crush?
I am not playing Candy Crush.
I am.
I am playing...
It's from like 10 years, dude.
I don't know if Neil's going to admit what he's playing.
What is he playing?
In it. It's called Fantasy Movie League.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like a fantasy draft. Like you would with football or baseball, but you pick the movies. You have your own movie theater, and you pick the movies they're going to be playing that week.
Uh-huh.
And that's based off the real numbers that they do over the weekend. The box office over the weekend. And then every Monday morning, you find out how you're doing, how your theater's doing.
So
you got me and Snitzer into it.
You have 8 screens, okay?
Okay.
And Avengers Infinity War this week is going to make $230 million plus, okay?
Okay.
I saw it last night.
You did?
It was excellent.
Waited
was
in
it?
Line.
It was so good.
Okay, all right.
It was so good. And so Avengers Infinity War is worth $620. You have $1,000 to spend each week, and you have to fill up 8 of your screens, okay?
Okay.
So Avengers Infinity War is worth $620.
Who sets that?
The app.
Oh, okay.
Whomever. All right. So I can't pick Avengers Infinity War 8 times.
Put it over, sure. You can't put it on all 8 screens. You got to fill up your. You got to fill up the theater.
Then what do you do? How do you? What do you? Right. Oh, I am.
So
see,
what's?
What else do you pick then? The lower movies.
What are your big picks this weekend?
I don't want to reveal my picks. I've got Avengers Infinity War on Friday.
Uh-huh.
I've got Avengers Infinity War on Sunday because it's such a big movie they have to split it out between 3 days.
Yeah.
And then I've got Traffic, Chappaquiddick.
Oh, what? Chappaquiddick. What the hell's wrong with you? No one's going to see Chappaquiddick.
Well, A Quiet Place.
No one's going to go see Chappaquiddick, but because Avengers Infinity War is going to make so much money this weekend, I have it taking up 2 screens, and then the others are just throwaways to fill up the rest of the screens, if that makes sense.
That's I see.
Dumb.
You couldn't fill it up with anything. You didn't have enough money, was it? A quiet place?
Quiet Place or Rampage.
Quiet Place cost $70 to put in your screens, Rover. Oh. So.
Yes.
So you were out of money to put on your screens?
Correct. Chappaquiddick cost $6. So basically, I spent $950 on Avengers Infinity War, and then I've got Chappaquiddick.
Neil is married, too, by the way, right?
To a woman.
Yes.
To a woman.
To a real-life woman. They actually have intercourse. It's true. I know it's hard to believe, but it's true.
Are you guys playing for money on this app, or just for fun?
We are... There's weekly prizes on the app as is. Right now, we are internally in iHeart. We are just ramping up people.
Who else is playing this here in the building?
Is Sask Keith Abrams?
No.
No.
Keith Hotchkiss?
You've got Charlie, Snitz, me, Crystal.
She works in promotions.
A bunch of other salespeople. Sales assistant Heather. And so there's about
this sounds
8 or 9
like the least fun game, but I guess people at work they just want to do as
anything
little as
other
possible.
Than work.
Anything other than actual work.
I heard Neil has spreadsheets of the different movie numbers. Is this true, Neil?
I did build an algorithm to make the best movies each
week. Well, I find Neil to be very offensive. He's living up to every Indian stereotype in his stupid movie game. All right. Neil, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Have to take a break. If you are listening to us on a station that only carries a show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. We will be right back for everyone else right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Peter doesn't put people down.
Hey, you know, let's talk this out.
He picks them up.
Over his head and then slams them down to the ground for maximum damage.
Nobody can stop me.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Shizzy of the morning is coming up in just a minute. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
We're going to hear from Matt Lauer for the first time in, I think, 5 months. What does he have to say? I'll tell you coming up next.
We have to get this Neil guy on more often.
He's great.
I love this guy. I mean, he's just such an oddball.
There's so much more.
Oh, we're only scratching the surface.
But he's so genuine and sweet about it. You know, like he's so, I don't know, it's hard to explain. He's just a good guy.
I know, it's almost hard for me to believe that, like, a guy like that could even survive in the workplace. You know what I mean?
In the world of sales?
Yeah, like, how does this work? Because it's cutthroat, people stabbing each other in the back. He just seems too docile to be able to survive, not only in sales, but in any almost corporate job.
Well, I'm happy that we had that discussion. I feel that we were qualified to talk about it because we also work with Apu. Yeah, and you're lucky I don't carry any weapons. So.
A stinky poo, huh?
Well, no, I'm not the only one that's pooped my pants at the radio station. Dieter's done it while brushing his teeth.
At the radio, he brushed his teeth at the radio station. Radio
no,
station?
I'm saying, I mean, I'm not the only one that's had.
You mentioned at the radio station pooping your pants at.
Well,
the radio
yeah, but
station,
I know that, Charlie. But what I'm saying is, Douchey's pooped her pants a couple times.
I had a diarrhea accident.
So yeah, there's a time. Yeah, so
but not
happened.
At the radio station, like you said.
Unfortunately, yeah, I couldn't reach the bathroom in time. So, anyways,
you know, Jeffrey, I have a couple of things I want to talk to you about before we get into the shizzy. One, he's leaving this weekend. He's going on a trip. He's going out, taking the family for a little vacation, right?
Daughter's having her first sleepover?
Yeah, yeah.
And my son, and we're taking my son to the Fan Museum. It's a tour group that, so even though the place is normally not open on weekends, but it's a special tour group. You RSVP to be, you know, be part of it, and they meet up there at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. They
go through
a tour. Yeah, so it's like a tour group.
All right, that sounds like fun.
He got invited by the person he's friends with on YouTube, Dan Spiffy Newman is the guy's name.
Nice, okay.
Okay, all right.
So how
old is Dan Spiffy Newman?
He doesn't know you're coming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they know I'm coming because I've traded emails with them.
Just ride your bike here, little kid. We'll hang out in the fan museum.
You're going to be...
Don't tell your father.
No, my wife and I are going with them.
Okay, you're not leaving him alone, right?
No!
Okay.
We're all going as, we're all going as a family.
Dan Spiffy Newman is completely harmless, Douchey,
okay,
please.
Okay, just making sure.
Oh, yeah, right. He looks like a 35-year-old guy. Okay. Did you know that?
No, well, I knew he was in his 30s, but I didn't know he was that old. But anyways, but he shares the same passion for fans that my son does.
I'm just guessing he's 30 or however old he is.
No, but no, my wife and I are going, and we already got their hotel room booked.
Good. People have been sending me emails wondering if Jeffrey, I haven't brought it up on the air, but people have been wondering if Jeffrey is monitoring his son's internet usage. Have you seen these emails?
I think we should talk to him off air about this. This is,
yeah.
Because no one's talking to his son.
Yeah, it's
disturbing.
But
we all saw it, right?
It's disturbing,
right? It is, like.
Have you seen any of these messages that he's posted?
Somebody, an anonymous person, informed me. What? I have read the post, and I took the video down when I saw it and
Forget
heard about
the video. It's the comment that's disturbing.
It's a comment, yeah, and I have, and I saw it, I read it, and I spoke to him about it last night.
What did you say? Give me the
rundown. Just simply said, Thomas, we've gone over this before. There are people out there that are going to say mean things. Mean things said about me on a number of social media platforms. And I said, I don't go around using the kind of language that you use.
It's not really the kind of language. It's more the substance of what the comment was. Do you remember what the comment said?
I didn't read the comments. I only read his actual comment. It was a long
right,
one.
Right, I'm saying what his comment was. You read that?
I read that, and
what
I said,
was the substance
of that? And I told him, people can perceive that as, you know, threatening. They can, you know, anyway, even though, now his rationale was, the way he explained it to me was, he was angry that people were making mean comments about him.
Yeah. People are mean.
And I have warned him,
way,
I have told him on a number of occasions, you can't be doing this, because otherwise they will take your account and YouTube will take it down.
Anyone who wants to leave a mean comment for Tomas Sharon, leave it. To
attack
me instead,
us.
Right?
Attack
me instead.
Kid.
Yeah, I mean, Tomas Sharon's a
sweet kid.
Yeah, what's he? There's no reason.
But this
why
is the thing.
That.
But
like,
he
what do you
would
get out of it.
But he, I think, I don't know what people want to do. Either. I don't know if they're trying to push his buttons. But I told him that
that's
this
exactly
is how people.
What it is.
By not, I said that by not responding to mean comments, I told him that does not give him some. That does not give him the ammunition because that will just egg them on.
Okay.
But, can I ask a dumb question? Can you disarm the comment ability on his channel?
I told him I was going to do that.
Oh,
you know,
wait, if you can do it and you haven't done it, Shame on
you. He begged
me
not to, Doogie, because there's other people that's how he talks to people that do.
You guys.
So I'm at a conundrum here.
No, I don't. I wouldn't disable the comments at all. If that's how
I told him he has two options.
It bothers him.
But if that's how he communicates with his friends that are also in the fans, that's a very small group of people, and he's able
the
to
fan
reach,
fans.
Yes, he's able to reach out to these people. I don't think you should get rid of that.
Is there a way to approve comments?
Maybe keep them. Yeah, in a queue.
Moderate the comments. Yeah. I don't know whether
I can go into his account at the end of the show, and I can probably
Let's just step back a moment.
Well, you have to.
Besides the language, what's that, Charlie?
Well, you didn't really explain what it was.
That's what I'm getting to.
Oh, okay.
Besides the language, was there anything else in his comment?
He said he was saying something like, "How would you like if I sent mean comments? I would hack your account. I will effing kill you." And that's what really raised the alarm bell.
That's what raised the alarm bell. I read this comment once, like 3 days ago. And I can tell you it was, I don't even remember it verbatim. It was the last sentence in the comment that was more disturbing. I even remember where the comment was in this line of comment that
what Tomas. The video was, I think that this is the start of this is, we went to a new restaurant that had opened up in my old neighborhood.
Okay.
It's, and they have a piano. And he, like, you know, we all know he likes to play piano. And I think he made a video of it.
Okay.
And then that's where I think some of these bad comments, they're saying that all he does is make noise. He can't play and la da 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 da. And then that's when he wrote this long comment that we're now having a discussion about.
Right, but what I guess my point is,
I don't know
is,
what the last sentence was.
The point of this is that Jeffrey said he was concerned about the language in the comment. That wasn't what I was concerned about. Then he said, well, he said that he was going to kill someone. That is not of concern to me either. It's just kids being kids. He's 15 years old or however he is. Dumb stuff that kids
But people, say. But you got to remember how other people can interpret that.
I understand that, but you're missing the actual red flag from this message, Jeffrey. There's nothing else in that message where you thought,
I have a screen grab of it that I don't know if I want to read it because it's got a lot of S and F's in it. S&F bombs in it.
I have a screen grab of it too. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm trying to find. I was actually trying to find the red flag. I found a couple I thought were the red flags.
And now I'm dying to actually put it up because this was so disturbing to me that I don't know how.
I don't know what you're talking about either.
What?
Unless there's a second comment that I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what this red flag is.
Can you send me what you have? Can you send
it? I sent it to your email. I'm not saying put it up. I'm just saying.
I know. Let me look at this here. So, anyhow, you guys are, while I look this up, you guys are going for a nice little vacation.
Yeah, we're going to the, we're going to stay overnight in Noblesville because it's the only place we can get a hotel room because the NBA playoffs are in Indianapolis. So every hotel in the area is pretty much full. So we got lucky. We have to stay and then we got lucky with the one in Noblesville.
Which ones? They're full where?
A lot of the hotels in and around Indianapolis, especially in and around the main city, are filled because of the NBA playoffs, the Cavs and the Pacers.
Oh, okay. So that's why you have to go to Noblesville.
That's why, and then we found we were lucky enough to find a room at I reserved a room at Holiday Inn Express in Noblesville.
Noblesville.
Are you going to go to dinner
tonight?
Where's
the actual fan museum?
It's in Zionsville.
Zionsville.
So once we get there, I can map the route from Noblesville to Zionsville.
Sweet.
Sure.
How long of a drive to the Knob?
Funny, dude. She's about 4 hours.
Okay. Not bad.
No, this is a different comment.
Okay, so then I don't know what you're talking about, and Jeffrey might not either.
He might not.
Have you seen this comment, Doogie?
I don't know.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Doogie's like, don't put it up, don't.
No, I don't
she doesn't even know what she's what I'm talking about.
No, I saw, I think we were both emailed. I think it was just...
So maybe Jeffrey didn't see this.
So we can do it. We can talk to him. Often.
Yeah, there's a... There's a red flag, disturbing comment that someone forwarded to me, and apparently Jeffrey is unaware of that. So during the next break, I'll show that to you. How about that, Jeff?
Okay. All right.
Doogie? Oh, before we get to the shizzy. Jeffrey has a friend who works at the fence company, and we refer to him as Big Baby Buddy, right? I think is that what I call him?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Big Baby Butt Buddy says that he is a former Army Ranger.
This happened on The Leftovers, by the way.
Oh, it did?
Yes.
Last Friday.
We found out that he was an Army Ranger.
Right. Jeffrey said during the Friday Leftovers, which we're going to be doing today in just about 30 minutes or so on RMG Plus. So if you're not a Plus subscriber, you're missing out on this kind of stuff. Sign up at roverradio.com and you can watch or listen live to that. But Jeffrey has a friend, Big Baby Butt Buddy, who works with him at the fence company. And Jeffrey was talking about his friend, who has actually called the radio station before. Like,
I made a formal complaint of some kind. I don't remember about what, but
because he was being mentioned on the radio.
But he also sells Jeffrey's clothes online on his personal Facebook.
As like show-worn clothes, right? Yes. Memorabilia.
Yeah.
Well, Jeffrey made a comment that Big Baby Butt Buddy is a former Army Ranger, and I immediately just instinctively said BS. But on the Friday Leftovers, you can, like, full on. I think it was, that's effing BS.
Yeah, you said frickin' BS. You said that's frickin' bullcrap.
And so Jeffrey said, no, he was, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I find that very hard to believe. And I said, I'll give $1,000 if this guy is a former Army Ranger. So apparently this guy must have been emailing Jeffrey during the Friday Leftovers. Is that right?
No, he just he said that he would be willing to send me screen grabs of
Right after the Leftovers, you had pictures ready to go to show.
Yeah, he was sending me the pictures.
How did he even hear about that?
Because after the Leftovers, I talked to him.
This is a lie. This is an absolute lie. This is a lie. You're lying. There's no way. I don't even know why he's lying about this. Big Baby Butt Buddy didn't have the time. So you talked to him after the Friday Leftovers, and you said, you explained the whole situation. You said, Rover doesn't believe you're a former Army Ranger. He then tried to provide proof and send you pictures. All of that happened that quickly because he showed me. He hadn't even left the studio when he showed me this screen grab.
No, so let me revise that. I'm saying that it was after I left, he had then sent me the pictures.
No,
I told him.
No.
Showed him the pictures.
You showed me the picture Friday after the Friday Leftovers. You didn't even leave the studio, and you showed me the pictures. So
he was on lunch when he sent those to me.
That's fine.
Somebody else could have heard the Friday Leftovers. Told him about
it. Why are you lying? Just tell him the truth.
That's why I'm making.
Because Big Baby Butt Buddy doesn't listen to the show. Remember, he banned Jeffrey from listening to the show.
Right.
So, I mean, he wouldn't listen to the Friday Leftovers, would he?
At the job?
No, I'm saying somebody else could have been listening to the Friday Leftovers and told him.
That's probably what happened.
Because we don't get the Friday Leftovers on the regular radio.
Well, you don't think he possibly could have been, maybe.
I don't know. I'm making an educated hypothesis here.
Okay. Anyhow. So I said, I'll give $1,000. I said, I know Big Baby Butt Buddy is not a former Army Ranger. So right after the show, I don't know why Jeffrey lied and said he talked to him after. I mean, just during the Friday Leftovers, he must have been emailing Jeffrey or texting Jeffrey screen grabs to try to prove that he's a former Army Ranger.
Okay.
Why Jeffrey would lie about this story is weird. But he shows them to me right when the Friday Leftovers is over. And I said, well, if I am proven wrong, I will indeed pay $1,000.
I heard that. I was standing in here, in fact, did hear that.
Well, and that's a great deal. First of all, you look cool as hell because you're an Army Ranger. Everybody knows it. Mm-hmm. You get the credit. You get to shove it in your face and you get a sweet paycheck. Right?
Sure. You get $1,000. And I look like a guy that lives up to my end of the bargain. So, I mean.
And a douche.
Well, douche.
Total douche.
Do you?
Well, I did accuse him of stolen valor.
You questioned a hero of stealing valor, so you look like a douche, and you lose $1,000.
I think he actually.
So do I.
Is.
Why? Nobody would do that.
Right.
Because
I think Buddy is the guy
now
that Rover does not.
Buddy tried. Now, here's the proof that Buddy offered.
Okay.
It could have been Photoshop, but I don't know. Who knows? But the proof that he offered was from, it was a screen grab, and it says, like, rank first sergeant or whatever. What was his rank? Do you remember?
Not offhand.
So it says rank, and then it says time served or something. I don't know. But it's from USAA, which is an insurance company. I see them advertise all the time.
It's the insurance that only military personnel are eligible for. The ones that are currently serving, ones that have been honorably discharged from the military. There's okay. people that have been dishonorably discharged but can't get that.
Okay. But I don't know if the end-all be-all of proof of military service is USAA auto insurance. Right?
I mean,
you guys agree with me on this, don't you?
Yeah. It's like saying you use the general, A1 general car insurance.
Therefore, I'm a former general.
Call the general now. But I do believe him.
You believe that he was a former Army Ranger?
Nobody would lie about that. Well, people do lie about it, but...
Yeah, he revised that.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
People at the mall wear the suit and sometimes and they'll try to get free ice cream or something. I don't think you'd go around telling Jeffrey... To impress Jeffrey, you're an Army Ranger. What are you going to get out of that?
Yeah, who cares about Jeffrey? No disrespect, but...
But, like, you're not getting anything free from Jeffrey thinking right. you're an Army Ranger.
You don't need to impress Jeffrey.
So, the story goes what? He was in the Army when?
He was in the Army for 16 years, I think. Trying to remember the years. I mean, I got to pull up the screen grabs. So, give me a hot second here.
Okay.
But what did you think? I mean,
he said he was in there for 13 years.
Okay.
13 years.
Okay. And that's the bet, right?
He was in Afghanistan, right?
Yep.
How many times?
Okay, it says...
according to USAA. And I don't know how accurate that is. I don't know.
I don't know anything about USAA. Proudly serve military members and their families.
Sweet. Okay.
Right. I see their commercials okay. all the time. I just don't know how accurate.
His enlistment date was in the year was 1991. He was discharged in 2000, honorably discharged in 2006.
2006.
So 2000.
He's in Afghanistan, he said? He told you he was in Afghanistan?
He said he did stuff in Afghanistan, Iraq.
So this is all after 9/11.
Yeah. So it was 2001. It was 1990 to 1996. It was before 9/11.
Wait, Dan. Say that again.
Dan. Yes, go ahead, Jeffrey.
One more time. Say that again.
Yeah, his enlistment was 1991. His separation date was 2006. Well, yes, it was during the time of 9/11, so that was my bad.
2006 or 1996, you said?
No.
91 to
2006.
Okay. Okay.
So it was during the time of 9/11.
His honor is in your hands. Get it right.
Right, and $1,000 is
Jeffrey,
on the line here.
Don't screw
this up. Dan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dan.
Morning.
Hey.
Jeffrey, you suck.
I know.
All right. Two things real quick. USAA, they suck. They denied me. I put in for trying to get life insurance through them, and they denied me life insurance based off of me having PTSD from the military. So they only... cover veterans or military personnel, but then deny them. But
all right, I don't know anything about different. That. But who knows? Okay.
You can tell this butt dingle Barry, whatever this loser's name is. Tell me, you want to see the copy of his DD-214?
And what is a DD-214?
Those are the papers you get when you get discharged from the service. No matter what branch of service you're in, no matter what your discharge is, whether it's honorable, dishonorable, blah blah blah, you get DD-214.
All right.
And it'll say rank, name, social, your discharge type, awards or medals you've earned.
So it would tell us if he were an Army Ranger.
Yes.
Okay.
Who knows? It's the Army there.
All right. So Jeffrey, will he provide, maybe you could
Ask him.
Maybe you could send him a message. Can you text him and ask him, can he provide a copy? I'm willing to pay. But I need proof that I'm wrong about this.
Jeffrey, is his real name Buddy?
Yeah. He doesn't like his birth name, but I prefer to call him Buddy. So that's what I've always called him for the last 3 years.
But is his real name Buddy?
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Said that's his nickname.
Is it his nickname?
That's what he's been always called by.
What's his birth name? You don't have to tell me his birth name, but he has a different birth name?
He has a different birth name. I can tell you off the air, but.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
So $1,000 is on the line here for this. Yeah, send him a text. See if he'll send his DD214 over as proof. I'll pay if I'm wrong.
Sweet, buddy.
And if I am wrong, then I will say I
apologize. Yes.
I would apologize for being wrong to
Please
Buddy.
Do this, buddy.
Big baby butt buddy.
I'd love to hear this.
I would say I'm wrong.
Okay.
I would say I'm sorry. If I'm wrong, I still don't think I'm wrong.
I think you are.
No, I think the fix is in. I think there's a scam going on.
Nah.
I don't think he's a former Army Ranger. I just don't buy it.
We'll find out.
I mean, what kind of Army Ranger calls a radio station crying about the stuff he was crying about? Right, Jeffrey?
I have no idea.
That's not a very tough thing to do.
Well, hey, you know, he's not part of this show. He feels that he's being, you know, people, he doesn't like.
No one knows who the guy is.
He's the one that trying to use the show to make money by selling your clothes on his personal
although
Facebook.
Although he gave me the idea, just kind of helped me along.
And
so.
Did the whole
and
thing.
I made the money, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No, he did tell you, I am an Army Ranger, or did he? And there was a joke, and I don't know if it could actually be true, because you said there was Ranger on his truck, and wasn't just a Ford Ranger, right?
Well, first of all, he has a different make of truck.
Okay, so he definitely said, I was an Army Ranger.
And he's got some stickers on his vehicle that would reflect that.
Are you just seeing these stickers and assuming he's an Army Ranger, or did he tell you
He did tell me.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
I believe him.
Sometimes we'll talk about guns, and a lot of times I get my facts about guns wrong, and he does correct me, so he knows a lot about firearms.
Anonymous First Sergeant in Binghamton, New York, here on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Anonymous First Sergeant.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, man.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Glad you guys are in Binghamton.
Thank you.
What do you want to know? You just want me to clear it up real quick?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, so the military, when you get out of the military, they have it's called a DD-214. And any soldier that gets out, whether dishonorably discharged, honorably, or however they want to put it, always has that.
So you don't think that he would, in order to prove his military service, he would send a cell phone picture of a computer screen logged into USAA auto insurance as the proof? That's not a reliable source of proof, according to you?
No. Anybody responsible enough, and Army Rangers they're very highly regarded in the special operations and everything. He would have something like that. And I do know people that have faked it. You know, I know
lots of people, yeah. Yeah, lots of people sometimes lie about their, I don't know, I guess they want people to think they're a badass or something like that. Would Big Baby Butt Buddy be willing to come on the air, Jeffrey?
And
why not? In order to get the $1,000, he can't explain his military service to us? What's he ashamed of? Does he hate the United States of America?
He doesn't seem to have that interest of coming on the air. He's told me that himself.
For $1,000? Ask him. Say, would you be willing to come on? $1,000 is riding on this.
Okay, I'm going to ask him to see if he can email it to you.
How about just ask him, why doesn't he call in right now? But yes.
Well,
he will send
me a picture of it. He says, he goes to me, I never called the show.
I didn't say he called the show. Ask him,
no,
would
he didn't
call
the show. No, he's saying that when he called to complain, That's what he's saying.
No, he didn't call the show. He called the management. He called the
Or did he email? Did he call or email? I don't remember which one he did, but he knows what happened.
He complained to the program director of the radio station. Would he be willing to call us right now?
I'm asking that right now.
Okay. He should be able to call and tell us.
I go, I asked him, would you come on air? And then let's see what he says.
Okay. I mean, $1,000? That's a lot of money.
And if he can prove it, you'd give it to him like ASAP?
That's right.
Okay, cool. Yeah, cool.
I mean, within a couple of days. Yeah, okay, a week cool. or something. Yeah, sure. I mean, I will say, I could be wrong. I don't think I'm wrong, though. Does anyone else think that Big Baby Butt Buddy was an Army Ranger?
I do. Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he be an Army Ranger? What, is there any reason you think he's not?
I have my suspicions.
Nothing in particular, though? Just...
There. I just have suspicions, Charlie. I know these sorts of things. Okay, I know the kinds of people that hang out with Jeffrey, and they're leeches. And I don't buy it. I don't trust the story. I mean, that's not just a regular dude like an Army Ranger, right? This is like part of special operations or something.
I don't know much about the Army, but it's like being Delta or something or whatever, or a Green Beret maybe, or a Navy SEAL.
I mean, it's something. I don't know, it's up. It's more than just you're running around in the desert like a regular dude. Yeah. I mean, this is more
special ops.
That's special, right?
But if he is, are you gonna call him by his proper title, like Sergeant?
I think you
Big
do.
Baby Butt Buddy?
First drop Sergeant. And give him 20.
No, you'd have to.
Absolutely.
That has to be
part
of it.
You salute him.
Rover, that has to be part of it.
You kiss his ass. You do whatever he tells you to
do. Okay,
You'll do 20?
I'll drop and give him 20.
No, no, I'll call him by his name. First Sergeant.
My wrist is big.
Butt Buddy.
I can't do push-ups.
What did he respond, Jeffrey?
Okay, here he goes. He goes, nope, I won't come on air. Don't want anything to do with the show. The reason I complained to Ball Rag was I have nothing to do with the show.
For $1,000, who wouldn't come on the show to give us evidence of being an Army Ranger? $1,000?
I would in a second. And it looks cool as hell. It really does. Everybody knows you're an Army Ranger then, not to mess with you. Jeffrey, do you think there's any chance he's making it up?
He texted me he would be willing to send me a picture of his DD214. He just doesn't carry it around with him, so I guess he'll have to wait till like Monday.
Darren, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Darren.
Hey, Rover, how are you?
Hey, man.
Hey, I was calling that DD. So the DD214, I spent a career in the Navy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what branch of service you're in. USAA insurance just means he was in the military. So okay. He probably was in the Army. What you look for, the one guy said what was shown on that DD-214, like his medals and everything. It also shows all the schools you've attended.
Okay.
So if he went to Ranger school, that would be listed on there. So that's the ultimate proof, your DD-214. And what he just said, that he doesn't carry it around on him, yeah, we don't carry our DD-214s because it's an important piece of paper.
Sure. Like I don't walk around with my birth certificate either, and that's not unusual.
Exactly.
Right.
Your DD-214's in the same envelope with your birth certificate.
Gotcha.
You know, at home somewhere. But that will clear it up. I mean, if he sends that in and it says he was in, you know, it would show he went to Ranger school.
Then you pay him.
Yeah, all right. I'll pay $1,000 if I'm wrong about it.
There's no way to fake a DD-214, right?
Well, you could try to Photoshop it, maybe.
You could, but then you're faking a U.S. government document. Do you really want to do that? Even if he was in the Army, you know, and he probably was, I don't think anybody would have the balls to fake a U.S. military federal document.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, that'd be fraud.
That would be fraud.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd be a bad guy if you're participating in those sorts of activities. And
yeah, it's not like getting a fake ID when you're 14.
Yeah, which I did do. So call me a bad
guy. Yeah, we all did.
Darren, thank you. I appreciate it. Mark, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. I've got to take a break and ramp everything up because we do have to start the Friday leftovers. We can talk about this ad nauseum on the Friday leftovers. Would Big Baby Butt Buddy call into the Friday leftovers?
No.
I mean, $1,000. Why would you not call in? Why? Let me just ask. Let me just pose this and let me put this. Hold on, Mark. Let me just put this as Exhibit A. If you hate me, does Big Baby Butt Buddy hate me?
Yes.
Well, one, you have insulted him before.
Does he hate me?
I wouldn't say he hates you.
Does he speak highly of me?
No.
Not really.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, he has his opinions.
So he doesn't like me. Does he speak poorly of me? It's okay. You can be honest.
He's just angry that you say some of the things you say, and
so he doesn't like me.
I'm just saying he's not
okay. It's good. Why wouldn't you take the opportunity
to shut you up?
To shut me up.
I agree.
And to shove it right up my ass and say, here I am. I am a former Army Ranger, Rover. Screw you, you pussy. You're wrong. Now write me a check for $1,000.
Amen, brother.
Wouldn't you take that opportunity? This would be
well,
if you were really
will.
A former Army. No, he just said, I'm not calling in. I'm not calling in.
He doesn't.
Why would
just
you
because
call
you don't,
in?
Because he doesn't want to go. Some
he
people don't like
to get in the
like
mud
this.
With you.
Right. Because you'll win in the mud.
Oh, he's taking the high road.
He's taking the high road. He's proud.
Right.
He's going
to
show.
He doesn't need to prove his military service to you.
Yeah, right. You're a
loser. You haven't done anything for
I've accused him of stolen valor.
But so
I would think that you would want to defend yourself.
Without the $1,000 even.
No, well, he's going to defend himself and by
gonna,
showing
yeah,
us those
The DD-214.
Thank you.
That's his method.
There you go.
Mark, I'm sorry. I had to put you back on hold there for a second. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Rover, COY.
Arbe.
Hey, long-time listener, I'm here at Fort Bragg for a qualification course. And now, there's two different types of Army Rangers. There's Army Rangers who went to Ranger School, which is just a leadership school. And it is a very extreme school, but anyone in the Army can sign up and go for it as long as your unit pays for it. And then there's the 75th Ranger Regiment. Now, if he was an Army Ranger, he was probably a 75th Ranger Regiment. But so you got to clarify, was he just went to Ranger School or was he actually in Regiment? That's the difference, and his DD-214 would have the difference between the two things.
Well, if you went to Ranger School, would you then be qualified to go around and say you're an Army Ranger?
You can say you're Ranger Tab in the Army. Like, a lot of guys will say, yeah, I'm Army Ranger, if you were in the 75th Ranger Regiment, which is Special Operations. But I can be a mechanic in the 82nd or the 173rd and still go to the Ranger School and go back and be regular, do my regular job, be a mechanic, be a supply clerk.
But then what I'm saying is, that's like saying I took a swimming lesson and I'm a Navy SEAL.
I mean, the school's no joke.
Are you allowed to say that you're an Army Ranger if you're not in the 85th or the 73rd or whatever the hell you were talking about? I don't know.
No, you would say you're Ranger Tab. You wouldn't say you're an Army Ranger.
What does that mean, Ranger Tab?
So in our uniforms, you'll see like a Ranger Tab. Like I have I'm going for my long tab. Mine will be different. There's four different tabs you can wear. It's just showing that you went to like a leadership school and you can wear it on your uniform. But someone who's in the 75th Ranger Regiment would say, I'm an Army Ranger. It's those guys are special operations. Someone who's Ranger Tab. Now, people that are in 75th or a Green Beret can go to Ranger School also, but it's two different things. So you need to clarify what he's talking about.
What did you just put there on screen?
That was Ranger Tab.
That's a Ranger Tab? Is that what it just says, Ranger, and you put that on your uniform?
Yeah,
it goes
on your sleeve, I'm assuming. Uh-huh.
All right. Well, that's, I don't know. Does that make you an official Army Ranger? Maybe it does. I'll take
it. No. You just went to a leadership school that they call Ranger School.
Okay. All right, Mark, I appreciate it. Thank you. Do you think that's how he's going to get out of this, that he's going to say he went to the school? But what my argument is, that doesn't make you an Army Ranger.
It's debatable, though.
No.
This guy just said that you can say it, right?
No, you could say you have a Ranger Tab or whatever the hell that means.
Jeffrey, which did he say, that he's an Army Ranger?
He didn't specify.
Well, we need an official answer, though, to make it.
He just said he was an Army Ranger. He just didn't give me the actual specifics.
Okay, not
but he could call in and give me all of those specifics, couldn't he?
I would love
but
if
just
he called
not
in
to.
And put just threw this in your face.
Yes.
It would be super embarrassing for you.
I don't think he's going to do it, though, Charlie, because I think I'm right. I've got to take a break. We'll wrap everything up. We will tell you what's coming up on the Friday Leftovers on RMG Plus right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
If you like Rover's Morning Glory, raise your hand. If not, then raise your standards. Now back to the show.
Tell you what's coming up on the Friday Leftovers on RMG Plus in just a few minutes. We'll get started with that. Blaine, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Blaine.
Good morning. Yeah, I just caught the tail end of your guys' topics. I don't know how it actually started. I just spent I spent 7 years in the Special Operations at 2nd Ranger Battalion, Fort Lewis, Washington. I just wanted to clarify that there is a misunderstanding or misconstruction of what the tab and scroll are as one or different.
Yes.
The Ranger scroll is held by the 75th Ranger Regiment as a special operation. Those are the ones that are the Rangers. The tab is a leadership school that back in the day anybody could go to, whether you were a cook, whether you were airborne, air assault, and then they narrowed it down to just combat units. So all combat units can go to a combat leadership school called Ranger School for 3 to 4 months, roughly, with training. But as far as getting into the Rangers, you have to go through a separate indoctrination program that challenges you to make it into the special operation. Every individual in the Ranger unit that wears the Ranger school must go to Ranger school. Otherwise, they will eventually get kicked out.
Now, so in other words, Blaine, just for clarification, if I tell you I'm an Army Ranger, I would have to have more. I would have to be more than just going to that Ranger school.
Correct. I would simply just ask, oh, what battalion were you in?
Big Baby Butt Buddy did provide Jeffrey with an update here. Let me hear what the update. He says, why don't you read what he texted you, Jeffrey?
Oh, he said 3rd of the 75th 3rd Ranger Battalion.
I don't know what that
is. Yeah, that's 3rd Battalion. That's 3rd Battalion.
3rd Battalion, okay. And what else did he say, Jeffrey?
75th
Ranger Regiment.
Yeah.
Okay. And what did he say before that about me?
I called you an ass clown.
Anything else? Did he say anything else? Anything else?
He goes, nope, I don't want to come on the air. Don't want anything to do with the show. The reason, you know, he's about, you know, with ball rag. Then he says, I'll take my $1,000 and he can shut his effing mouth.
That's awesome.
Third battalion of the 73rd regiment of the 3rd Ranger Battalion. Ass clown.
Yeah.
In your face.
There you go.
Blaine, basically, you missed the first part of the conversation. One of Jeffrey's friends claims he's a former Army Ranger, and I say I don't believe it. I'll pay $1,000 if that happens to be true. So we're debating whether that's possible, and we're waiting for this guy as DD-214. Now, on your DD-214, Blaine, would it tell me if you were an Army Ranger? Would I be able to deduce from your DD-214 that you were indeed an Army Ranger?
Yeah, sir, you should have the citations for both the unit you were at and all your awards and everything else also on there. It should be very detailed.
Okay.
It should tell you what fort he was getting out of the Army from.
Okay, so you never came across First Sergeant Big Baby Butt Buddy in your time in the Rangers, right?
No, I spent 6.5 years out in Fort Lewis, Washington.
Okay. All right. Blaine, thank you. I appreciate it. All right. So $1,000 up for grabs. He refuses to come on the air. I would think you would want to do that to shove it right up my...
Well, we're still waiting for the documentation, so we'll see.
We sure are. All right. What do I have to give away? What do I have here? I forget. What is it?
Cedar Point?
Oh, Cedar Point. All right. Caller 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER. I'll give you a pair of tickets to Cedar Point. Now is the time to get your Cedar Point Platinum Pass. Good for unlimited rides and fun at Cedar Point this season. Go to cedarpoint.com right now to purchase that or win a pair of tickets by being caller 30, 866-YO-ROVER. We have the Friday Leftovers coming up in just a couple of minutes. What do we have on the way, Charlie?
We've got another great promposal video that you're not going to want to miss. We've got a disturbing video that just the cops people from the Cops TV show just released. Did you see this?
The shooting of the videographer?
This is brutal. We have that and another terrible dart accident. All that more coming up on
a dart accident. I remember we saw one where they were playing dart. Some drunk guy and the dart just went right into his head.
If you
and
like
stuck.
That one, I got another one.
Okay. I think this one's worse.
I also sent a video to Charlie. I don't know if it went through the Charlie filter, but it's a guy that works in the coal mines and he quits the job in epic fashion. I don't know if we'll get to play that one.
All right. Let's find that out. The coal quitter. Okay.
Charlie's got it. I emailed it to him.
An RMG Plus subscriber. Sign up now at roverradio.com so you can watch or listen live as we get started in just a couple of minutes. Sign up at roverradio.com. Then you can watch there on the website or with the Rover Radio app. We will continue on Plus. And for everyone else, we'll be back Monday morning live. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.